So, guys, what do you want to do tonight?
You guys want to watch RuPaul's Drag Race?
Oh my god, yes!
Oh, dude, is it like Fast and Furious? I love racing movies.
Yeah, I want to watch a drag race movie.
No, it's a fashion show about drag queens.
It's men who dress up like women.
Oh, dude, I'm out. I didn't sign up for this.
Joseph, you said you needed help with that thing. I'm coming.
Junior, come sit back down!
Yeah, don't worry, Junior. You're gonna love it.
RuPaul's Drag Race! That drag badass! RuPaul's Drag Race! Yes, drag badass!
Hello! Welcome to RuPaul's Drag Race. It's me, RuPaul! We're down to our grand finale, and the last two contestants. Let's meet them! Our first contestant is Dixie Tucker.
Where is she tucking it, I wonder?
Our second contestant is Tasha Salad.
Oh my god, my favorite dressing is balsamic. Or balsucking.
Ooh, I don't know who should win, Dixie or Tasha.
I hope Tasha wins. She was the underdog this season.
Who do you think's gonna win, Junior?
Huh?
Who do you think is hot?
Those are dudes, right?
Well, yeah, who do you think's gonna win?
Win what?
Well, the competition. Which one do you think's the better woman?
I don't know yet.
Okay, well, I'll ask you after they do their thing.
Now, these two lovely ladies are going to have a dance-off to see who's going to be crowned the next drag superstar. Come on, ladies, dance! Oh, I've seen enough. Oh, RuPaul has made her decision. The next drag superstar is... True drag superstar. Oh, you deserve it. Dixie Tucker, sashay away.
I can't believe I won.
Hey, Tasha won.
Oh my god, yes! Junior, do you think she deserved it?
Yeah, was she hot enough to win?
That's a dude, though, right?
Yeah, we told you it was, but is she hot, though?
She's not a...
Come on, Junior, you can say it.
Yeah, we're not gonna make fun of you.
I don't...
Junior, if you think she's hot, just say so. It's okay.
Junior, it's just between us. Who are we gonna tell?
I mean, she, I...
Yay!
Oh my god, Junior, why don't you go marry her?
What?
We told you she was a dude. I'm gonna go tell Chef Phoebe.
Don't tell Chef Phoebe you today!
Cooking up the brownies!
Shippee-bee.
What?
Junior.
Yes.
We were watching RuPaul's Drag Race, and there's this drag queen named Tasha Salad, and Junior said she was hot.
It's not true, Shippee-bee.
Gay boy! You a gay boy.
Boy.
No, I just said she was I.
You like boy booty and I.
Booty boy.
No, I know. I was just saying it because I didn't want to be homophobic.
Nah, you just a booty diver.
Oh, I hate you guys.
Relax, Junior. I was just yanking your crank.
Junior, you don't have to cry about it.
But you guys baited me into thinking that guy was hot.
It's okay. I'm gay.
I wish I had a TV show like RuPaul.
What would your TV show even be about?
I don't know, like giving makeovers to homeless people or something.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Really?
Yeah, we could call it Extreme Homeless Makeover.
Oh my god, I love that name.
Why would you give a homeless person a makeover? They're just gonna end up being stinky again.
Well, Junior, they need makeovers more than anybody. That's why they can't get jobs, because they're so dirty and stinky. But if we give them a makeover, they could actually pass a job interview.
Do you think we could record it and upload on YouTube and get millions of views and make millions of dollars?
Junior, I think we can help homeless people.
We would be helping the homeless people because we'd be giving them a makeover. In return, we get views and money.
Well, I kind of just wanted to do it to help the homeless people.
Cody, I don't think you guys are understanding me. We're going to be helping the homeless people, but we're going to be making some profit by doing it.
Junior, I don't think we should profit off of homeless people.
Listen, we have to make a profit somehow. Everyone makes money in this world. There's a business and doing things. And listen, guys, we're going to do it. Okay, let's start doing it.
Okay, but how are we going to do that? We're just kids.
I have a camera.
Wow, you read my mind.
I have a camera. I'll record you guys giving the homeless guy a makeover, and I'll upload it, and I'll manage the channel and the money and everything else, okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
I'm going to grab my camera. Let's go find a homeless guy.
Okay.
Guys, there's a smelly bum right here.
Junior, don't call him that.
Okay, I'm recording.
Oh, hi, everyone. everyone. Welcome to my...
TV. Welcome to my crib. Is this cardboard box made of cardboard?
Mr. Homeless Guy, you're on camera. We are doing a makeover show.
Oh, hi, Mom. Sorry, Dad.
Can we give you a makeover so that you can make money and get a job?
I pooped in my britches.
Which is why we're gonna give you a makeover.
My butt's itchy. You gonna wipe me, lady?
We're gonna give you a makeover. Come on, let's go.
Okay, Mr. Homeless Guy, sit down over here.
Why didn't you guys put a towel before you sat down? Now my couch is going to smell bad.
Junior, don't say that.
This whole thing is stupid.
What's wrong, Junior?
We're doing this whole thing wrong, Cody.
Well, what's wrong about it?
The homeless guy hasn't cried yet.
Well, why would he cry?
Because he's supposed to be so grateful we're going to give him a makeover. He starts bawling his eyes out. That's what people on YouTube want to see. Someone being grateful and crying. When Mr. Beast gives out a car, they cry.
Well, we're not giving him a car. We're just offering him a makeover. And as far as he knows, we might be lying.
This whole thing's dumb.
Is someone ever wipe my stinky ass or what?
Oh, my God. He's missing an ear!
Ugh, and he smells like shit.
See, that's what you gotta say on camera. People gotta feel bad for him for being so gross.
But Junior, that's mean!
Look, we're gonna restart and do it my way. So look, we're gonna say that we found the homeless guy and we brought him on the couch. Go!
Hi everyone! So we found this homeless guy outside and we brought him inside to give him a makeover! Cody's gonna go and clean him up.
What, me? Why me?
Yeah, Cody, go on outside and hose him down.
Hose him down? That's not gonna be a good look for the channel. Why don't we just let him take a shower?
We're not letting that gross piece of shit in my bathroom. He's gonna make my bathroom smell bad.
But Junior, I hope you know you can't keep any of this in the video.
I'll edit it out. Look, go outside and hose him down. And Penelope, say we'll cut to these messages.
We'll cut after these messages.
All right, go hose him down, Cody.
My butt's squishy.
Oh, come on. Okay, we're back.
I'm back. No. Take a bent antenna, tune it, swim shady.
Well, he looks a lot better.
Yeah, I tried to clean all the dirt and shit off of him the best I could with just the hose and no soap.
He still hasn't cried?
No.
Mr. Homeless Guy, can you please cry for us?
I haven't cried since my friend Chuckles the Squirrel died.
Well, can you think back to when Chuckles the Squirrel died and cry?
Who's Chuckles the Squirrel?
You just said he's your friend that died.
Huh? I don't know what you're talking about.
Listen, we need you to cry, so if you cry, I'll give you a chalupa from Taco Bell.
Wah, I want a chalupa.
No, don't cry yet. You have to cry after Penelope talks to you. Then you get the chalupa. All right, and go.
Junior, I don't think this is a good
idea. Do it!
Okay. Mr. Homeless Guy, you just had your bath. How do you feel?
Wah, give me a chalupa.
No, you don't mention the chalupa yet. Listen, after you say you're happy about your bath, that's when you get your chalupa.
I say that, and I get a chalupa.
Yes.
In my mouth.
Yes.
Sour cream.
There is sour cream on it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go.
All right, Mr. Homeless Man, you just had your bath. How do you feel?
No, hey, back off. You don't get the chalupa yet.
I want a chalupa.
You don't get the chalupa until you say you're happy about your bath.
Well, I'm happy. Give me a chalupa, chalupa man.
Okay, have it.
Junior, he just called you Chalupy Man. Aren't people going to wonder what that's about?
Well, name the channel Chalupy Man.
No, Junior. Cody and I already named it. It's Extreme Homeless Makeover.
I guess you can have your chalupa now. Listen, I'm doing what's best for the channel. Look, now give him his full makeover so we can cut to the end and he can look all nice, okay?
Okay.
You enjoy that chalupa.
Uh-huh.
All right, Junior, I'm all done.
All right, guys, say it with me. Move that box.
Ta-da!
Oh, wow, he looks so good. Tell us what you did to make him look good.
Okay, so I shaved his beard, and I put that hair on top of his head to cover up his bald spot, and then I brushed his teeth, and I put some blush on his cheeks to give him color, and then I put him in a suit.
So how are you feeling, homeless man?
I feel good. No.
All right, looks like we did a good job. So, guys, if you want to see us take care of more homeless people and give them makeovers, subscribe to our channel and give us a bunch of money. The end. All right, Cody, you can throw him back on the street. We're done.
We can't just throw him back onto the street.
We used him for what we needed. We gave him a makeover, and we gave him a chalupa so he can leave now.
Well, I guess he does look better.
So please escort the homeless guy out of the house.
Okay, come on.
I love you, Chalupa Man. I'll never forget you.
All right, out you go. I hope you have a good life. I love you. Sorry, buddy.
Wah, I want another chalupa.
So did you let Stinky back out in the wild?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, well, I'm about to edit the video so we can be millionaires.
You're going to have to do a lot of damn editing. You said some terrible things.
But they were all true.
We're only going to have like 2 minutes of usable footage.
News!
Breaking news, UK. Billionaire and owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Shahid Khan, has been kidnapped and a ransom note was found at his house. Cops are investigating now.
Hey, that kind of looks like the homeless guy.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Guys?
What?
Don't be mad, but I wasn't recording.
Junior!
Are you kidding me?
Oh, I thought I pressed the recording button, but I guess I was just holding the camera.
Junior, you had one job.
I thought I pressed the record button. I'm sorry, guys. Look, we can always go find another homeless guy.
Well, to make us all feel better, we did do it for free. We helped a homeless guy.
But I only wanted to do it if we were going to make money, Cody.
Chalupi. Someone give me a chalupi. Chalupi car.
Oh, my God, Mr. Shahid Khan, is that you? We've been looking all over for you.
I want a chalupi.
Oh, of course. You must be starving. Those kidnappers probably didn't feed you. Just get in the car, sir. We'll get you somewhere safe.
Can I have some chalupis?
Yeah. We'll get you a lot of chalupas. Come on.
Junior, we're not finding another homeless guy.
We have to go do it again because we need the footage to make money. We have to make a profit.
Oh, look, the news again.
Breaking news, MK. Billionaire Shahid Khan has been found walking around the streets asking for chalupas. Police say he's a little disoriented, but he is now at home recovering.
Oh, great. The billionaire's safe when there's millions of starving people in the world.
What do you think the homeless guy's doing right now?
He's not doing as good as that billionaire is.
Oh, my God. You're so sexy and rich and hot and rich.
Haha, money, chalupis.
Well, I'm really glad we got you home safe, sir. I guess now we can rip up this ransom note now that we don't have to pay all that money.
Me too, dude. Man, when is Chef Pepe gonna come in with the food? I haven't eaten in days.
Chef Pepe, where's dinner?
All right, Brass. I got the most delicious meal I ever cooked. You're welcome. Bon appetit.
Wait, Chef Pepe, what is this? It's green.
It's green mashed potatoes with coleslaw and squirts of gravy. The gravy had a shiz.
It smells like ass, Chef Pepe.
Hey, watch your mouth. I slaved in that kitchen. I got lashes all over my damn back. You gonna eat that damn meal, boy. Eat it!
I'm not eating this, Joseph.
Yeah, I'm not eating it. It looks like somebody threw up in my bowl, dude.
Yeah, it looks like we're gonna turn on the Food Network and just lick the TV screen.
Oh, one of my favorite pastimes! My mom always did it with me.
Why?
I mean, we were poor, so we always licked the TV whenever we saw the Food Network come on. Good times.
Okay.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, this song's gay as shit. That's right, I don't like the McDonald's jingle. It's boring, it's old, it's washed up. What I want something a little new. I want something a little more hip. Something a little more hop. That's right, we're having a McDonald's rapping contest. Whoever brings me the best McDonald's rap wins free McDonald's for life. I'm saying, you go through the drive-thru, you want a free cheeseburger? Here's your damn cheeseburger for free for life. So, get to rapping. Actually, you know what? Get to snack rapping.
Joseph, did you just see that commercial?
Yes, dude, I just saw it.
If we make a McDonald's rap song and they pick it to be the winner, we can have McDonald's for every single meal. We'll never have to eat Chef Pee-Pee's gross cooking ever again.
He'll never have to lick a TV screen either.
Oh, my God. That'd be American dream to have McDonald's for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Oh, my God, we'd be so fat.
Isn't this what Trump wanted? American dream?
Yeah, Trump eats McDonald's every day.
Right?
Oh, my God, if the president could eat McDonald's every day, we should eat McDonald's every day.
Mm-hmm.
Free McDonald's for life. Okay, well, let's get to writing. Let's make a rap song right now.
All
right,
let's do it, dude. Man, oh, man, what a night. Chef Pee-Pee's cooking dinner. A new episode of Charlie and Friends is coming on. Oh, you can't ask for more than this.
Charlie and Friends was filmed in front of a live audience.
Give me a bop, dude, in your booty ass.
Oh, hi guys, I'm Charlie.
And today, I'm gonna be spitting some bars. So come with me, let's spit some bars. Yeah. Charlie, you're so hilarious. That's not spitting bars. I mean, you kind of did spit bars. Candy bars. Spitting bars means rapping, silly. Who's going to tell them? Oh, all right, Braxton, here's your food. But what the hell is this, Chef Pee-Pee? Did you throw up in my food again? No, I told you what I was cooking. It's green mashed potatoes. I thought you said greens in mashed potatoes. Like soul food from a black woman. No, I'm not a black woman. I'm not cooking that. I wanted to make something exotic. Well, I'm going to be spitting out some exotic shit if I eat this. Oh, look, a commercial.
Whoever brings me the best McDonald's rap wins free McDonald's for life.
Do you see that, Chef Pee-Pee? Do you fucking see that? If you win this McDonald's competition, you could retire. You will never have to cook for me again. And we can eat McDonald's every day like some TLC fat bitches. Retire? Really?
or I'm gonna win the competition. I'm about to turn into Tupac resurrected in this motherfucker.
Okay, Joseph, I just sent our music video off to McDonald's. They have to pick our song.
Dude, we have the hardest bars of 2025. They're definitely gonna pick us.
Yeah, your verse was nasty. They're gonna pick our song.
All right, Brass, where's that laptop? I need to send off a music video.
Music video for what?
I shot a music video for this McDonald's contest. I'm gonna win it, and then I'm never gonna have to cook for you, Brass, ever again.
Wait, no. Me and Joseph just entered the McDonald's song thing, and we just sent our song off because we don't want to eat your cooking ever again. We want McDonald's for the rest of our life.
There's no way that your song's better than mine. I actually tried.
Oh, no, we tried. Our song is crazy. Isn't that right, Joseph? Joseph.
Yeah, crazy.
Wait, where do you go sometimes, Joseph? You just doze off. Like, in the first scene, like, you just laid back and just gave up.
I should be drifting, bro. My bad.
Anyway, Chef, our song is better.
Well, show me your song then, punk.
How about you play yours first?
I ain't scared of shit. I ain't scared of mama.
What? Yeah, Mickey D's, huh? Cheese, yeah. Make a hoe drop to her knees. Bitch, I'm loving it. Quarter pounder down my gullet, I be stuffing it. It's bostonitis on my tummy, it's been rumbling. And if it ain't Mickey D's menu, I can't stomach it. Bitch, I'm loving it. Quarter pounders on my gullet, I be stuffing it. It's a party in my stomach, get it jumping then. And the manager is kinda cute, do she come with this? Pull up to the drive-thru, I'm about to have my way. My shawty got the hot case, who needs a breakfast plate? Third time here, still coming back today. And this lady can make up her mind, that bitch move out the way. And today been hella hot, I might get a shake. If the machine down, I might be crashing out the day. In a McFlurry, in a hurry, to cool off my face, I heard y'all got a secret sauce. Don't get it out the safe. I ain't lying, Chef Pee-Pee doesn't rap cap. Need everything on the menu, where's the snack wrap? No me chicken in the bag, I feel backstabbed. Got it for the cheap off the app, got the last laugh. Bitch, I'm loving it. A quarter pounder down my gullet, I be stuffing it. It's bostonitis on my tummy, it's been rumbling. And if it ain't Mickey D's menu, I can't stomach it. Bitch, I'm loving it. A quarter pounder down my gullet, I be stuffing it. It's a party in my stomach, get it jumping then. And the manager is kinda cute, do she come with this? Bitch, I need my 10 piece, hold on, get Swiss cheese. Bitch, I need my 10 piece, hold on, get Swiss cheese. Bitch, I need my 10 piece, hold on, get Swiss cheese. Need to ask to hurry, hit the horn like a symphony.
Hey, Joseph, have a nice day.
Yeah, thank you, man, you as well.
Oh, hell no, what am I sweet and sour sauce? Oh, nah, we about to spin back. I got to slide this bitch.
Now, what you got to say about that? Silly-ass, goofy-ass, whiny-ass, can't rap-ass boy.
That was very respectful.
I know, it was so gas. I don't know if we can compete, dude.
Hold on, we can compete. Oh, let's just stay confident. Let's stay confident.
Chef Pee-Pee, that was Chef Doo-Doo.
Watch your mouth, boy.
All right, y'all listen to our song, Chef Pee-Pee. It's definitely, it's up there.
All right, play that trash then.
Man, I want my Happy Meal, and they better not forget my toy.
Ooh, I love my toy. Don't forget them apple slices. Ooh. Oh, it's a problem if it's a girl toy, though.
Hell no.
I want a Happy Meal, 4-piece chicken nuggets. Grab a handful and put the fries in a bucket. Add a Dr. Pepper and a straw, and I'll suck it. Go ahead and add a chocolate shake, man, fuck it. I'll jump over your counter and go through your kitchen. Oops, I made a mess, man, y'all a bunch of snitches. Hand me some napkins, I'll turn those rags to riches. Don't forget the toy, since y'all a bunch of bitches.
Man, I need my nuggies. If I'm eating, please don't bug me. Junior needs an extra sauce, my bro might get one if he's lucky. Burger King can't compete, or the chicken from Kentucky. When I'm rich, I'ma swim in a McFlurry like a guppy. Make sure to get the apple pie with my Happy Meal. Don't forget my apple juice, cause this is a package deal. Don't mess up the order, man, I swear this the 6th time. Haters mad, cause my flow hotter than french fries.
I just want free Happy Meals for life. I just want free Happy Meals for life. I just want free Happy Meals for life. I just want free Happy Meals for life.
You actually tried, didn't it?
That was great. It was great. And Ronald McDonald's going to pick our song, and we're going to get to him first and tell him to pick ours.
No,
he's
going
to pick our song.
My
song get out of here.
He likes our song a lot more. That's one
of the I get it. Everyone wants some of Ronald's meat. What are you doing here?
Okay, so me and Joseph sent you a song. Chef Pee-Pee sent you a trash song.
No, Chef Pee-Pee made a way better song.
No, his name's Chef Pee-Pee. Did you get our songs?
Yeah, I heard them.
And which one you like more? You like me and Joseph more? Yeah, Chef Pee-Pee's not good. Yeah, which one you like more?
You didn't win.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! You silly ass, goofy ass, caretaker ass, old pale face ass little boy! You actually tried to compare to Pee-Pee, the top 10 bar spitter ever, nigga? You can't compare to the peepers!
You didn't win either.
What?
Huh? Ah,
looking app! Ah!
How the hell did I not win?
So did I win?
Wait, Joseph, we were on the same song.
Well, obviously my boss was way better than yours.
What? Did Joseph win?
None of you win!
What? Goofy-ass basketball shirt wearing ass! No pants, whole ass!
Looking like a whole ugly ass!
Keep on.
Kind of froze.
Well, so who won?
I did!
What?
Wait, that doesn't make sense. How did you win?
Because I ended myself in my own competition.
Wait, that can't be fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, how are you going to get free McDonald's for life? You already get free McDonald's for life.
I made the competition. I make the rules. Now shut your damn mouth and watch my music video. I'm the grease guy dripping on your mom's chin. Stuff a Big Mac in her throat, let the loving begin. Got the fries in my veins, got the sauce on my sack. McDonald's food so good, make your arteries clap. Pull up to the drive-thru, kicking up and carry. She taking every nugget, better swallow in a hurry. I'm the clown with the combo, making that girl's friend. Get your girl sucking ketchup right over my skin. Too much money, new accountant, I'm the truth, so why you doubting? I've been stacking cheese, now my burger bigger than a mountain. She sucked me like sweet tea, now she wet just like a fountain. If Ronald take your girl, I guarantee you will be pouting. Yeah, I'm flipping and petty, she grabbing my meat, she called me McDaddy while taking a seat. Got pie in her mouth, some sauce on her eyes, she suck on my nuggets while breaking my fries. I'm twisting her buns while she moans in the booth, she swallowing my combo, she knows the truth. I'm the red wing demon of grease, it's a tight shit, she loving my menu with no hesitation. Grease got dripping from your mommy's chin. Stuff a Big Mac in your throat, let the loving begin. Got the fries in my pants, got the sauce on my sack. McDonald's food so good, it make your arteries clap. Yeah, I'm flipping patties while I'm capping every ear. She call me McDaddy when I whisper in her ear. Baby, take a bite of this hot apple pie. Then she deep throw the fry. It's too hot, she might cry. Quarter pounder on the dresser, play a fish on her back. She addicted to my meat, can't deny that Big Mac. I'm the fast food barrel, the cholesterol jet. Got your grandma in the booth with hot coffee on a lap.
I'm the reason you obese, the clown of your dreams. Got your mom in the bathroom, licking up my whipped cream. She moaning in the store, and she part of my scheme. Left her passed out on the tile in a greasy wet dream. I'm the grease guy dripping on your mama's chin. Stuff a Big Mac in a throat, let the loving begin. Got the fries in my veins, got the sauce on my stack. Donald's food so good, make your arteries clap.
She said, Ronald, be gentle, bitch, don't be a hack. Now shut your fucking mouth and put the fries in the bag. She said, Ronald, be gentle, bitch, don't be a hack. Now put the fucking mouth and put the fries in the bag. So what do you think?
Nah, that shit's great. Elephant Dookie, none but trash. I know kindergartens that can write better verses than that.
Yeah, that's hot ass. That's ChatGPT ass.
Mm-hmm.
That's AI shit.
Mm-mm.
That's garbage. That's
right. Well, that's, you can tell the difference. Mm.
So, guys, what do you want to do tonight?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
What about you, Cody? Mm-hmm.
Nah, I'm good. Do our Porky Pig impressions, guy?
Yeah, do yours.
That's all, folks. Okay.
I coughed. Cody, I see you're wearing socks. Are you keeping your piggies warm?
What? My piggies?
Never mind.
Wait, I mean,
sorry, I brought it up.
You're not wearing socks? You're worried about your piggies getting cold?
No.
No, it's summer.
Yeah, we don't need to warm up our piggies. It's not wintertime.
Weirdo. Okay, I'm the weirdo.
You guys want to play Truth or Dare?
Oh, heck yeah, dude. We haven't played Truth or Dare in forever.
You want to play Truth or Dare, Cody?
Wait, what's today?
Sunday?
Oh, no, guys. It's Sunday.
Yes, it is.
I forgot something. Wait, what's the date?
July 6th?
Oh, shit! It's the Truth or Dare Monster's birthday today!
Oh, no way, dude!
The Truth or Dare Monster doesn't exist.
Yes, he does, Junior. And if you say his name 3 times on his birthday, he appears and makes you trade... He kills you if you don't play Truth or Dare. I'm so scared I can't even talk.
It is scary, bro.
Okay, well, we've only said his name twice. As long as we don't say monster after we say that word, then we're good.
Yeah, you're right. Let's just play Truth or Dare. Monster!
Huh? What?
But I saw your picture of Jared Fogle.
Wait, who? Oh, dude, this is Josh Gad.
What? No, that's Jared Fogle.
Wait, who's Josh Gad?
The dude, the voice of Olaf from Frozen.
Oh, he voiced the snowman!
Yeah, do you want to be the snowman?
Oh, you grabbed and signed a picture of himself?
Yeah, dude, I ran into him. It was so sick. I printed out a picture off of Google when I saw him, and I was like, oh, I gotta get this autograph. And I waved him down, and he totally signed it.
But hold on. No, that's not Josh Gad. This is Josh Gad.
Huh. That's the same person, Cody.
Yeah, dude, it's the same damn person.
No, that's Jared Fogle. He is a monster.
No, no. Who's Jerry Fogle?
He's a monster who should be in prison.
He is in prison, right?
Yeah, yeah, I think he is.
Wait, so you got his autograph out of prison?
Yeah, yeah, I ran into him.
Wait, hold on. Tell us what happened.
Okay, so I was visiting my Uncle Peebo at a federal prison in Colorado, and we were eating some really good lunch. And out of nowhere, I see the Josh Gad walk by with a huge sub sandwich, and I start yelling, Josh, do you want to build a snowman? Look at me, please. Mr. Olaf, look. And then he looked at me, but he was really confused. And then he kept walking. So I went to the prison staff and asked them to print out a picture of Josh Gad for me. And they said, who? And I pointed at him and they said, oh, Jared. And I was like, sure. I guess Josh is short for Jared in prison. So they printed out a picture of him for me. And I walked up to him and asked him to sign his name. And he said, what? Really? Me? My name? And I was like, yes, you're the Josh Gad. Write Josh Gad on his damn picture. And can you draw Olaf the Snowman for me? And he did it. Can you believe it?
So let me get this straight. Jared Fogle signed a picture of himself with Josh Gad's signature?
No, Josh Gad signed a picture of himself with Josh Gad's signature.
But he had a sandwich in prison. That sounds like Jared Fogle. And look, he didn't even draw Olaf. He just drew a regular snowman.
Well, he probably didn't want to get sued for copyright, dude.
Yeah, Disney is bitches.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Joseph, what are you going to do with this picture?
I'm going to hang it up like it's supposed to be, huh?
Okay, I think the biggest thing we need to talk about here is that we said Truth or Dare Monster 3 times. Now 4 times, he didn't appear.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember now. You have to say it 6 times.
Say what?
Truth or Dare Monster.
But, Junior, you said it 5 times.
Okay, we won't say it.
Yeah, we won't say Truth or Dare Monster anymore.
Junior, you said it 6 times.
My bad, dude. I'm just trying to say it.
Wait, we said it 6 times and he didn't appear, Cody. What's going on?
Oh, no, I remember for real now. You have to say it 66 times.
66 times? No one's ever going to say Truth or Dare Monster 66 times.
Yeah, I don't know why we would do that.
And why 66? What a weird number.
Oh, you know what? I remember now. It's actually, you have to say it 666 times before he shows up.
What?
Yeah, 666 times? Times.
Yeah, like the devil.
Oh, the devil.
I don't know why I thought it was 3.
Oh, you thought it was 3 because it's 3 sixes.
Oh, yeah, that was it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we're never going to say Truth or Dare Monster 666 times, so we're good.
No, not even close.
Yeah, not even close, not even say it. Does it count if you say it in your head?
Oh, shit. I've said it so many times in my head. I was saying it the whole time Joseph was talking.
Me too.
Me 3.
Wait, how many times did you guys say it?
Wait, how are you saying it if you were talking?
I mean, I was thinking about it, dude. I said it like 250 times.
Well, I think I said it like 100 times at least.
I think I at least hit 200 in my head.
Oh, shit.
Shit, I might be 300 deep.
Oh, fuck, we're really close, guys.
Oh, my God. We might as well, you know, say it a lot more times because we might as well summon him if we're close.
Yeah, sure, why not?
All right, let's all say it. Truth or Dare Monster, 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 Truth or Dare Monster.
Yeah, it's the Truth or Dare Monster.
It's really him.
Oh, no, dude.
Who dare say my name 420 times? Oh, wow, we were way off.
Yeah.
I thought it was 666.
No, 420 is my favorite number.
Oh, cool.
So what's your name?
My name is Realty.
How do you spell that?
R-E-L-T-I-H.
Hmm. Guys, does he kind of remind you of somebody?
Big Bird?
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of.
So, who's ready to play Truth or Dare or Die?
Yeah.
I'll play.
Yeah.
Okay, so who wants to go first?
I guess I'll go first.
Okay, Truth or Dare?
Truth.
Okay, who here eats pork?
Oh, I love bacon.
It's good bacon.
I don't eat pork.
I hate you!
Okay, I guess he likes pork.
Okay, I'll do Dare.
Okay, I dare you to kill him! Kill him! His family! His whole bloodline! Kill them all!
Damn, calm down, dude.
Yeah.
Junior, can I speak to you in the kitchen, please?
Yeah, but first off, I'm not gonna kill him.
Okay, well, you have to kill him or you are going to die!
Okay, well, we want to pause real quick because I want to get a soda.
There are no breaks! It's Truth or Dare or Die! It's been unbelling to kill him! Kill his whole family!
I'm going to get a Coke. You want anything?
You know, a Dr. Pepper might be a little refreshing, but no juice! I hate juice!
Okay, no juice.
No juice? So, Junior, that Truth or Dare monster seems pretty angry, huh?
He's going to be even more angry when I tell him we don't have Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, well, he also seems really German.
I think so.
Well, he's got that little mustache.
You don't like mustaches?
No, Junior, it's just that he kind of reminds me of somebody very famous, you know, who had all those qualities.
He's a Truth or Dare monster. He's famous.
No, it's not that. It's like his whole personality. I really don't like him.
The only thing I don't like about him is that we're playing Truth or Dare, and he gave me an unrealistic dare by telling me to kill you. Like, when you're playing Truth or Dare, you can't give someone an unrealistic dare. I'm not going to actually try to kill you. That would be absolutely stupid.
Then why do you have that knife?
To open my can of soda because I don't have fingernails because we're puppets.
Oh, good, yeah. I don't like that guy.
Okay.
Junior, I'm going to tell you who I think he is.
Okay. A dolphin? You hit her?
No, that's not quite what I said. I said...
A dolphin emulator? You're trying to play games online?
No, it's Adolf, first name, last name.
Oh, he does sound and act like that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe we should call the cops.
I think this is a cop problem, yeah.
Yeah, let's call the cops. Hello?
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yeah, we kind of have a weird problem.
All right, shoot. I mean, don't actually shoot, because then I'm going to have to shoot back, and nobody wants that. I just mean, you know, shoot is like a saying, you know, when people are trying to say, you know, go, like, start talking, so. Go. But, I mean, don't shoot. I want to be very clear. I don't want you to think that I want you to shoot me. You know what? Can we just start over? I'm kind of psyching myself out. I got myself scared. So, let me just walk up again and just pretend you've never met me before, okay?
Okay. Oh, who are you?
Oh, okay. Well, I think maybe we went a little too far back. I didn't mean, like, erase me from your memory like the end of Spider-Man No Way Home. I just meant, like... You know, like, we'll just start over. You know what? How about this? Let's do a little bit improv, okay? I just need a location and an occupation.
The grocery store.
Mailman! Okay, I'm your mailman at the grocery store. Okay. And go. These pineapples are on sale. Buy two, get three free. I don't see how that's sustainable for the supermarket. That sure is a lot of pineapples.
Oh, and hey, mailman.
Oh, hey, you're the kid from 763, right?
Yeah, you deliver my mail.
Yeah, I remember you, yeah.
Yeah, sorry about my dog.
Oh, it's okay, he's nice. Yeah, you see these pineapples? It's buy two, get three free, isn't that weird?
That's a lot of pineapple.
Yeah, who needs that many pineapples?
Yeah, your buggy looks like it's full of a bunch of stuff.
Oh, yeah, I got some pizza rolls in there, some toilet paper, some cat litter. I don't even have a cat. So why'd you call the cops?
So we did something really stupid. We summoned the Truth or Dare monster.
Why the fuck would you do that? How did you do that? You'd have to say his name like 420 times.
I know. We said it a few times. We thought it was 6, and then we thought it was 66, then we thought it was 666, and then we thought, let's see if we can summon him, and then we summoned him, and then he dared me to kill my friend and his bloodline, his whole family.
No, not that again. That happened one time before, back in the 40s, and it was a whole thing. Ugh.
So how do you stop the Truth or Dare monster?
Well, it's really complicated. There's only two ways to do it. You gotta dare him to just, you know, die. Or, you know, you could take a gun and shoot a bullet out of that gun. And as long as it hits his head area, he will die.
Okay, I mean, but we can just dare him to die?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could do that.
Okay, but do I have to do my turn first?
Oh, yeah, you do have to do your turn, which is probably going to be pretty messed up.
Okay, so then can you just shoot him in the head so that he can be gone?
Oh, yeah, sure. Easy peasy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, we can still play Truth or Dare while they're gone.
Okay, Truth or Dare?
Dare.
I dare you to rip off that picture!
No! This is my favorite picture of Josh Gad! He signed it for me!
Hello, baby.
Sorry.
No.
I had to climb up the couch.
Yeah, it is pretty steep.
Yeah.
Well, I killed him for you.
Oh, you did? Oh, thank God you killed him. Thank you so much.
Wait, so I don't have to do my dare now?
Nope, you don't have to do whatever he dared you to do.
Oh, thank God. That was a close one, Josh.
Why is your friend kissing a picture of Jared Fogle?
Oh, that's Josh Gad.
No, that is Jared Fogle.
I mean, they look similar.
They do look pretty similar, yeah.
Yeah, and they both impacted kids' lives.
I will give you that. But in a very different way. You know, they had very different life paths.
Yeah, one's an animated movie, the other one's a fucking monster.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Well, speaking of which, I killed your monster, so you're welcome.
Wait, where's Cody?
Hey, guys, help me. Help me, I'm slipping. The couch is too steep, I can't climb up. Somebody fucking help me, please. I'm gonna fall. No, brother!
Today we're going to be learning about the different types of clouds. So the big, puffy, white clouds that you see in the sky are called cumulus clouds. So next time you're outside and you look up and you see a bunch of white stuff in the sky, be like, damn, that's a lot of cum. You list clouds. Sorry for the start of class. But the big, scary, get the fuck out of my neighborhood clouds are called the come on my nipples clouds. The come in my bus clouds. No, come on my Nimbus! Come on my Nimbus clouds are the scary ones that can kill you! An airplane cannot fly through the come on my Nimbus clouds because it will fuck up that airplane and it'll go missing just like the Malaysia Airlines flight. R.I.P. my cousins. But fun fact, Crass, it's named after the very famous explorer, Christopher come on my Nimbus, who discovered America.
Are you talking about Christopher Columbus? Because he didn't discover any clouds. Are you saying cumulonimbus?
I'm saying it right! Come on my nipples!
Don't threaten me with a good time, teach.
Hey, ladies, what do you think this cloud's called?
Wow, it looks like a PJ Nimbus cloud.
It looks like a Crenshaw Nimbus cloud.
Alright.
It looks like a Parrot Jambies Nimbus Crenshaw cloud.
Okay, a little sloppy, but alright. How about this one?
Oh, it looks like the coolest dude in school cloud.
Alright, Kraus, so the next cloud is the Circumcisionless cloud. What the fuck? Vaping? Are you vaping in class? Give it to me right now!
What are you talking about, Teach? I wasn't vaping.
Then what is that?
Oh, this is just my phone.
Then why was it smoking?
Well, I got it from Israel, you know, because they did that thing with the pagers.
Okay, and what's that thing on the top of it?
Oh, that's the antenna, so I can make calls. I chew on it sometimes when I'm nervous.
Okay, then why does the side of it say 30,000 puffs?
Oh, well, it tracks how many Reese's Puffs I've eaten. It's like a Fitbit, but just for Reese's Puffs.
Okay, so it's not a vape.
No. It's totally not a vape, bro. Vapes are for losers.
Okay, put your phone away, and if I see it again, I'm gonna take it.
Okay. Ooh, that was a close one, ladies. I gotta hit this shit.
Oh, sorry for the interruption, class. But if I catch you vaping in class, you will be expelled from school! Now back to the trials! The next cloud is the circumcisionist cloud.
Vaping? What's that?
It's like an electronic cigarette.
Aren't cigarettes bad for you?
Yeah.
Don't they give you cancer?
Yeah.
Don't they make your lungs black?
Yeah.
But it also gives you the ability to talk like Terminator in 20 years.
Oh, I can sound like a Terminator?
Yeah, sick.
How?
Well, it gives you throat cancer, so you have to use a little machine to talk.
But it also makes you famous. You could be on a commercial talking about how much you hate your life.
Oh, I want to be in a commercial.
And it makes you feel good, too.
What, Penelope, you vape?
Yeah, ever since PJ gave me his old vape, I haven't been able to stop.
Well, how does it make you feel?
It makes you feel really good until you stop, and then you get a headache, and you get angry, and you start shaking, but then you hit it again, and everything's okay.
Well, I don't feel like that right now. I feel good.
That's because you haven't started vaping yet, Junior.
What made you start?
Well, all the cool kids are doing it, so I thought, why not?
I want to be cool.
Junior, please don't start doing that.
You really think I want to start vaping just to be cool? You really think I'm just going to do it? Thank you. You think I'm going to start doing it just because everyone else is doing it? You're so lame. Oh, my God, this is crack. It tastes like watermelon. No, strawberry. Strawberry watermelon. It's like breathing in oxygen that's flavored. Oh, my God, that's amazing. I'm like Thomas the Tank Engine.
Okay, Junior, give it back.
No, I'm not giving it back. I'm a train. Choo-choo.
Oh, dude, he's off the deep end.
All right, Kraus, the next cloud is the strap-on-coming-all-of-us cloud. What the? Junior, bring me that vape right now!
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you better choo-choo your ass up there, boy.
Junior, you lost me my vape!
Wow, Junior, cancer and expelled is crazy.
Give it up, chick! Tastes like shit! You wanna get cancer for shit?
I'm sorry! Huh? I'm sorry!
Alright, Kraus, new lesson for today. We're gonna go over why vaping is bad for you. And to help me do that, I'm gonna get a police officer. Junior, go back to your seat. You'll get expelled later.
Aww.
Ooh, they're calling the cops, dude. They're gonna take you to pound me in the ass prison.
Ooh, I'll take the fall for you, Jeannie.
I hope it's not my dad.
Hey, everybody. I am Officer Brooklyn T. Guy. Hey, Penelope. Now, I heard there are a couple smokers in here, huh? A couple grease monkeys. I think that's what that means. That might mean a mechanic. But I heard some people in here were smoking cigarettes. And you don't want to do that, because smoking is bad. Now, I know you've seen people in movies doing it, and they look really cool. That's why I did it when I was your age. But then, I saw this picture. Huh? Look at this. These are the lungs of somebody who's never smoked, and these are the lungs of somebody who smoked one cigarette one time. So if you've already smoked, your lungs already look like this, so you might as well just keep doing it. I mean, you shouldn't keep doing it, because they might heal. I mean, if they look like that, they're probably not gonna heal, but you know, you don't want to make it any worse, you know? And you might get jaw cancer and throat cancer, and then we gotta cut off your jaw and your throat, and you're just gonna have like a hole in your neck where your tongue sticks out, you know? You might end up looking like that lady in SpongeBob who was like, I always hated chocolate. And you're gonna sound like that too. You're gonna sound like Jeffy's mom, huh? Because Jeffy's mom was a smoker, and you know what happened? I shot her to death! That's not why I shot her, but I should have, because she was a terrible person. Smoking leads to bad things, is what I'm saying, okay? My mom smokes, and you know what? My mom is the perfect person to talk to you kids about smoking.
Oh, God, he's bringing my grandma?
All right, Brookie, what the hell you got me up here doing?
Well, some of the kids in this class have been smoking cigarettes, so I just figured you could tell them. Well, just tell them about yourself. I think that'll be enough. All right, class, I'm sorry to say this is my mother.
Hey, everyone, my name's Barbara, but you can call me Babs. And one time I got butt in the twice in one day for a pack of Marlboro Blacks unfiltered. Back then I was a 2-pack-a-day gal, worked my way all the way up to 8 packs, and then now I'm back down to 12.
Well, Mom, why don't you tell everybody what it's like when you breathe?
Well, I can't wait for the day I stop. You know, that cigarette hitting my lips is like a lifeline. You know, I inhale and I pray that I go home. You give me that and a good dick and I'm solid.
Okay, well, I think maybe it was a mistake bringing you in front of the kids, but does anybody have any questions?
Yes, I have a question. Can you please take Grandma home? You're embarrassing me.
That's a good idea.
Oh, hey, Penelope. Hey, you hitting that shit too? Listen, if you start smoking, don't touch any of Grandma's, because I'm counting mine.
Mom, maybe you should just go home.
You too, Dad.
Well, no, hold on, Penelope. I still gotta finish the lesson, okay? So nobody should smoke unless you want to end up like my mom. And believe me, nobody wants that, okay? You're gonna have all kinds of health problems. Your teeth are gonna turn yellow. You're gonna get cancer. None of it's good, okay? So just do what the board says and do not vape. What the fuck is vape?
Electronic cigarettes.
What, electronic? They can do that now? What is it, like an app on your phone? This is what it is? What the fuck? Okay, do I smoke this? Huh. That is fucking delicious. Are you kidding me? What, this is bad for you? What? I mean, don't do it, obviously, but goddamn, I get it. Okay, I'm gonna bring this back to the police station to investigate.
Oh, great. Now my dad's addicted to vaping.
I am addicted too, but we don't have a vape.
Because you lost mine.
I'm sorry.
excuse me, sir.
What is it, officer guy?
Well, apparently the kids are doing this new thing called vaping. It's kind of like an electric cigarette.
An electric cigarette? What kind of liberal pussy shit is that? They should smoke cigarettes like a real man.
Let me see that.
Holy Jesus, that's delicious.
Yeah, I know, sir. It really is.
And this is bad for you?
Yeah, apparently it causes cancer.
Now, what doesn't these days?
Hey, guys, what are you doing?
Oh, hey, Simmons, we're just vaping. You want to try?
Should I?
Well, it does cause cancer.
Okay. Who knew cancer would taste so good?
Yeah, it really does. So, I guess we should probably get kids to stop doing this, huh?
Yeah, I guess if it's bad for them, we probably should.
But how are we going to do that, sir? They don't care that it causes cancer. They just keep doing it. So, what do we do to get them to stop vaping?
I suppose you could put a bomb in one of those things. Then when somebody tries to smoke it, it'll blow their face off. That'll really scare the shit out of the rest of them. Then no one's gonna vape after that.
Oh, good thinking, sir. Hey, Simmons. No, Simmons, I want you to put a bomb in those.
Oh, okay. I'll be right back.
Well, good thinking, sir. Once they see one of their classmates die, they're definitely not gonna vape after that.
Here you go, mate.
Yeah, thanks, Simmons.
No, mate! The bomb!
Oh, right, the bomb, of course. Sorry, silly me. Alright, I'm gonna go take this to the school. Wait, hey, no, come on, sir.
Alright, Christ, so I was doing some research on the long-term effects of vaping, and this is a picture of healthy lungs that have never vaped before. And over here is a picture of lungs that have vaped, also known as popcorn lung. So apparently what happens is if you vape and then you eat popcorn, it gets stuck in your lungs. So if you're gonna vape, don't eat popcorn.
Hey, everybody. I'm back from the police station. So we called Harvard, and they said that vaping can cause cancer. But then I said, kids don't get scared by cancer. So then they said, who cares? They might as well just do it anyway. So who wants to vape, huh? It's freshly charged. You'll be cool. Anybody want
to
vape?
Ooh, I want to.
Okay, here, catch. Holy fuck! I thought he had to smoke it first. I mean, look how dangerous they are. You see that? It just blew up when he touched it. That could happen. You know, imagine getting cancer and it also just explodes when you touch it. That's fucking crazy, right? I imagine you get cancer and you lose your face. It's like smoking a firework. You can't smoke a firework. It just blows up right in your face. So that's fucked up, right? Nobody wants to vape after that. Cause I know I'm pretty fucking traumatized by what I just witnessed.
Ugh, I don't want this vape anymore. Here.
Yeah, I don't want this fucking thing. Get away from me. You saw that other one explode. I don't want anything to do with that. Imagine you're smoking it and boom, it just blows up right in your face. That's fucked up. I don't want to deal with that, okay? I want nothing to do with that. You guys should not vape because it's super dangerous, okay? Don't vape. Don't smoke. Just eat fucking ice cream. Ice cream doesn't explode. Ice cream doesn't give you cancer. Just eat ice cream.
Ice cream makes you fat, Dad.
I don't care. I'd rather be 300 pounds, sit on my couch watching TV than get cancer and my face explode and all that bullshit. No, fuck that. I don't want that. Fuck it. I mean, it's up to you, but fuck no.
Well, I sure learned my lesson. I'm never gonna vape ever again.
Yeah, you hear that, Junior? I hope you learned your lesson, too. I'm gonna take that as a yes.
Jaffy, are you ready to go trick-or-treating?
Jeffy, what's your costume supposed to be?
I think I'm the stuff that comes out of your wiener when you play with it too much.
Jeffy, stop it. You're a ghost.
Boobies.
please.
Oh, I thought you were a marshmallow.
No, I'm definitely jizz.
Jeffy, stop it. You're a ghost. Stop saying that.
Well, I'm the Tooth Fairy.
I knew it.
No, she's not the real Tooth Fairy. She's dressed like the Tooth Fairy.
No, she's the Tooth Fairy, and you're the Easter Bunny. And Santa Claus.
No, I'm Reese's.
Reese's?
No, I'm Reese's, like the candy. And if you eat too much of me, you lose your teeth, and then she comes and gets you.
I'm the C word that you said.
Jeffy, knock it off. Stop saying that. Just tell people you're like a happy little tooth.
Okay, but I'm not. I'm definitely splooge.
Jeffy, if you say that again, we're not going trick-or-treating.
Okay, I'll stop.
All right, let's go trick-or-treating, guys. So, guys, you ready to go trick-or-treating?
Yeah, dude!
Wait, Cody, what are you and Ken supposed to be?
Well, obviously, I'm a pencil and Ken is paper, because I put my graphite all over him. Like, I rub my tip on him, because it looks like a dong. We thought that'd be cute.
I'm a cow!
Nice cow costume, Penelope.
Thanks!
Okay, I guess me and Ken will just go fuck ourselves.
Joseph, what are you supposed to be?
See, the costume said a happy feet, so I was expecting 10 toes on that motherfucker, but nope! Guess what I am? A penguin!
Well, you haven't seen the movie Happy Feet, Joseph?
No, it's about feet.
Well, it's about penguins.
See, that's what I'm talking about! The false advertisement! Happy Feet! I'm expecting Margot Robbie's feet to be on that bitch!
Yeah, I guess that would make a lot more sense. I mean, I don't know why they called the movie Happy Feet, like... Penguins don't even have feet, they have flippers.
Right! Call it Happy Flippers!
Yeah. So guys, what do you think I'm supposed to be?
Are you Donald Trump?
I am Donald Trump, how'd you know?
From the hair and the ear.
Yeah, build the wall!
Yeah, that's his logo.
Yeah, Kamala Harris is for they, them, Trump is for the working class.
Junior, are you just repeating stuff you heard in the commercials?
Apparently, yeah. I mean, he approved that message, so that's true.
Yeah, he did say, I approve this message.
Wait a minute, Penelope, you didn't tell me you were dressing up as Cody's mom for Halloween.
Yep, there it is. I thought you forgot for a second.
You would think I would forget your mom's a big, fat, ugly cow?
Woo, roast ass!
And that's something Donald Trump would say.
Yeah, he very well might do.
He doesn't like women, I think.
No, it's,
something
it's
about,
true.
Something about grabbing pussy. Right, guys, let's go trick-or-treating.
Yay!
All right, Jeffy, knock on the door and say trick-or-treat.
Hi-ya!
Say it, Jeffy. Sorry, he's shy. Jeffy, say it.
Trick-or-treat, smell my dick, give me something sweet to lick.
Jeffy!
Wow, that's a new one, I've never heard that one before.
He meant trick-or-treat. Are you supposed to be the Karate Kid?
No, I'm actually Tom Brady's ex-wife's jiu-jitsu instructor that got her pregnant.
And I'm Giselle, I'm Tom Brady's ex-wife. I left him after he won 7 Super Bowls, and I hooked up with my jiu-jitsu instructor, who I paid to creepy me.
Yep, it's true, Marvin. You know what's crazy? She's worth $400 million, and he's just some random nobody, and he gets to creepy. Isn't that crazy, Marvin? She paid for dick. And you know what else is crazy? That kid's gonna grow up with Tom Brady's kids. And he's gonna be like, wow, my dad's Tom Brady? No, shithead. And Marvin, get this. That means when they hired the jiu-jitsu instructor, Tom Brady had to shake that guy's hand and be like, oh, okay, you're gonna teach my wife how to be a ninja, huh? I'm gonna go out there and win Super Bowls. And meanwhile, that jiu-jitsu instructor? Just cream it, Marvin. Just cream it. The luckiest man in the world. That's crazy.
Yeah, that is absolutely crazy.
What's Jeffy supposed to be?
A blown load.
Oh, yeah, that's what I did in Tom Brady's ex-wife.
Okay, well, do you have any candy for Jeffy?
Oh, yeah, let me go grab that. Hey, who likes Skittles, huh?
Me.
All right, let me just give you some of those. Random blue Skittles for you. But not too many, because I like Skittles, too.
So, Jeffy, what do you say?
Babu, bap, bap, babu.
Okay, happy Halloween to you, too. Or as the jiu-jitsu instructor would say, happy Hallow Cream Pie in a rich woman.
All right, guys, it's the first house of the night, which means we're going to get the most candy here, because Halloween just started.
Oh, yeah, dude, let's stack up all the candy. Yeah.
All right.
Hello?
Trick or treat.
Ah! Hey, Carter, there's a bunch of devil worshippers at our front door.
I'm coming, honey, I'm coming, and I brought the Bible. What do you devil worshippers want?
Devil worshippers? We just want a trick or treat.
Yeah, we just want candy.
Yeah.
Do you kids not know that Halloween is actually Satan's birthday, and every year he celebrates it by handing out candy so he can eat your genitals?
He sure does.
I don't think that's right.
All right, Mr. Smarty Pants, we'll turn your Bible to page Peter Beer Bunking Ear, chapter 5, verse 8. It says, be alert, be on watch, your enemy, the devil, roams around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. He's talking about your dick. He wants to eat it.
I don't know if I want candy anymore, dude.
That's right. You don't want candy.
Candy leads to worse things like drugs.
That's right. You can go from candy mouth to meth mouth.
It's messed up.
It is, honey. And don't even get me started on the Three Musketeers. Don't you dare eat it. Ain't nothing straight about three men making a candy bar. It's more like the Three Musketeers.
Well, I'm gay.
Oh, you are, huh? You must eat one of those Three Musketeers. So get the fuck out of my face before I call the cops. You can't eat in gays.
Be gone, Satan!
What was that about, Cody?
I don't know. They're just fucking weird.
Is Halloween really Satan's birthday?
No, let's go to a different house.
Can you fix my hair? It's falling off.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, guys, this house looks huge. We're going to get huge amounts of candy. They're going to hand out the most candy anyone's ever seen before. The Haitians are not going to eat this candy because it's not cats or dogs. That's a really crappy devil costume. The crappiest devil costume I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah? Check this out. Ah! That's right, I'm the devil dressed as the devil.
Why would you dress as yourself?
Because it's my birthday. Anybody gonna say happy birthday to the devil?
Happy birthday to the devil.
Thank you.
Trick or treat, can we have candy?
Oh, well, I only give candy to bad kids who say cuss words.
Well, shit.
Oh, there you go. You've earned a bar of soap, young man. Wash your mouth out.
Wait, that's not candy.
I can't eat a bar of soap.
Oh, sure you can. You can eat anything. Tide Pods, thumbtacks, who gives the shit.
We want real candy.
Well, I don't have any. How evil!
This is the worst deal of all deals. The worstest deal I've ever seen.
You're really committed to that character, dude.
Let's just try another house. Mm. All right, Jeffy, it's your second house, so maybe you can get some more candy.
You got a nigga in me. You got a nigga in me.
To infinity and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're Woody and Buzz.
Yeah, I want my old lady gives me.
God damn it. I'm what my toy does.
Yeah, hold my hat, baby. Jesus. Okay. Yeah.
So, Jeffy, say the thing.
Say what?
Trick or treat.
Which one?
Say trick or treat.
I know, but which one? Trick or treat?
Say it.
Oh, screw it. Trick! Okay, so I'm assuming this is first time trick or treating.
Yeah, can you please give us some candy so we can leave?
Yeah, I can get you some candy, but what is he?
Ejaculate.
Oh, my old lady know all about that. Yeah, she has all types of stains that she got.
No, he's not that. He's a ghost.
Oh, a ghost? Oh, that's cool, too.
Oh, KKK.
Hey, what the hell did you just say? I know the KKK ain't trying to get no damn candy at this black household.
No, that's not what he was saying. He's a ghost.
No, my daddy taught me because he's a racist.
Oh, we got racists in our household, Judas. No, do you see this?
No, I'm a racist.
Nah, you're a racist. I know he is a racist. He's trying to stand down on his belief.
No,
ooh, I know it. Oh, I'll beat your ass right now. I'm going to beat you to Anticum.
Oh, wow, guys, look, a haunted house. We should totally go in it. I bet it's huge and scary and huge. If we go in there and there's videos of me losing the election, that'd be so scary because that's not going to happen because I'm going to win. Kamala can't win it. I'm going to win it because it's going to be such a huge win.
Can you fucking stop?
I was just trying to be Donald Trump.
I know.
Dude, what is Happy Feet saying?
Nothing, because there's no character in the movie named Happy Feet.
What? Who's Happy Feet, then?
It's just called that because the penguins dance.
What? So there's no character named Happy Feet?
No.
Bro, I am tired of this penguin propaganda. This bullshit.
Didn't they make a sequel to it?
Yeah, but the director said he'd rather die than make a third one.
I don't blame him.
That at all.
He really said he'd rather die?
Yeah, he didn't want to make it.
He probably thought Margot Robbie should have been in the movie.
I don't think so. I think that was before she was famous.
Yeah. They should make a Happy Foot 3, and it's just Margot Robbie's feet the whole time.
Thank you. Somebody agrees with me.
So let's go inside the haunted house. Come on, Penelope.
No, Junior. I'm scared. I don't want to go.
Be a good cow. Be a good Cody's mom and come inside.
Yeah, move that ass.
Junior, please don't make me go through here. I don't like haunted houses.
There's nothing scary. You're wrong. I've been through this a million times. Nothing can scare me. I'm Donald Trump. Look at this. Look, there's a meteorite.
Junior, I think that's supposed to be guts and stuff.
It's not guts, it's a meteor from Mars. I was there. Run. Listen, Penelope, there's literally nothing scary about this haunted house. There's nothing scary at all.
Junior, you were right. That wasn't even scary.
Yeah, that shit was weak.
Yeah, it was for little kids, dude.
Yes, that thing was very lame. It was very Kamala Harris in there. It was very Democrats in there.
Well, we should go again.
Oh, yeah, we should go again and make fun of it the whole time.
Oh, yeah, definitely, dude.
No, I don't want to go back in there.
Why, Junior? Were you actually scared?
No. I was Sleepy Joe in there. I was falling asleep. I was fake ballots in there.
We heard you screaming.
Well, I was screaming to try to make Penelope scared. That's what I was screaming about.
All right, well, let's go again.
Yeah.
Wrong. I don't want to go in there. I got to focus on the election.
Yeah, I think he's actually scared.
Wrong.
Okay, fine. I'm scared. I'm going home.
What a baby. Marvin, why are we at a gas station?
Because I'm going to buy Jeffy his candy so we don't have to trick or treat anymore.
Aw, Marvin.
you want to know what's also not fun? Getting beat up and being called racist for wearing a Reese's costume.
Well, Marvin, you chose your costume.
Not no damn way I don't hear no racist in this damn gas station.
It's true. He's right there.
Oh, I guess he did not have enough. I'm going to beat his ass again.
Oh, my God. There's cameras.
Yeah. I don't give a damn about no cameras. Alright, Krauss, this week we're going to be doing a canned food drive, which means we're going to be donating cans of food to the less fortunate. That means you, Joseph.
Heck yeah, dude, that means I finally get to eat. No more cockroaches.
Uh-huh. So if you have any cans of food at your house that your parents are rearing to donate, then bring them in. And if you bring in a lot of cans of food, you could get a toy from the toy box.
A toy box? Is that a Thomas the Tank Engine?
No way, dude. Is that Buzz Lightyear?
I want the pony.
No, the pony's mine.
Is that a DVD box set of Brandy and Mr. Whiskers and Tech Decks? Oh, I want the whole box.
Wait, you're telling me that if I get rid of my green beans, I get toys?
That is the tits.
So bring in as many cans tomorrow as you can. It can be any food. It can be green beans, it can be SpaghettiOs, whatever you want, as long as it's not open. Hey! Cody! Why'd you steal a toy from the toy box?
What are you talking about? I didn't steal a toy.
Right here, Cody. This is a toy.
Oh, I see. This is a common misconception. No, that's not a toy. That's actually my boyfriend.
Cody, this is a toy, and the only place that you would have gotten it is from the toy box.
What? No, that's not true. Guys, tell him that's my boyfriend.
No, he definitely stole that shit. He got it out of the box and all. He got sticky fingers.
Yeah, I saw him take it.
What the fuck, guys?
Cody, if you want this toy from the toy box, then you have to bring in 10 cans of food tomorrow.
What? 10 cans of food drive? Where am I going to get 10 cans of food?
You don't have 10 cans of food in your kitchen?
Well, I think we have some SpaghettiOs, but I don't know if we have 10 cans.
Well, I know Chef Phoebe has a bunch of cans, and I'm going to get that Thomas and the Brandy and Mr. Whiskers and the Tech Decks.
Bro, can you lend me a couple cans? I really want that Buzz Lightyear, and you know a nigga got to eat, you feel me?
Yeah, I'm going to get as many cans as I can from Chef Phoebe's pantry.
What, now, Junior, you should give those cans to me because you're the reason I lost Ken.
Okay, look, if we have enough cans, we'll get Ken, but we're going to get my toys first. Come on, guys.
Frying chicken in a pan, frying chicken cause I can. Fry, 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 da, 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 da. Frying chicken in a bitch, scrap my ass whenever I itch. Fry, 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 da, 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 da.
Friday ho, Friday ho, Friday ho, Friday ho.
Is he saying Friday ho?
I think he's saying fry that ho.
Oh, okay. That's supposed to be like the pearly gates, like there's so many cans, like what we saw is heaven.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I know.
Because we need cans.
Yeah, I get it.
Look at all these cans, Cody!
That's a lot of cans, Jim.
I think that's enough cans to get all the toys I'm wanting. Because I get the Thomas, and I get the Brandy and Mr. Whiskers.
Well, we also have enough cans to get Ken.
I'm not going to waste 10 cans to get cans. It's going to take 10 cans. And that Thomas is easily a 20-can toy. And Brandy and Mr. Whiskers is 10 cans. And then probably the Tech Decks are 5 cans each. So I'm not going to waste 10 cans on your stupid Ken doll.
Well, Junior, you already have so many Thomases. You don't need another one.
Well, you've already had so much Ken. You don't need them anymore.
There's only one Ken.
And you've had a lot of use with them.
And it's your fault he was taken from me, so you owe me these cans.
Well, you need to go to your own house and get your own cans. Because these cans, I need all these cans for my toys.
But you have at least 10 cans right here. Let me just have those and you can have the rest.
Stop pocket watching my cans.
Give me the can.
Julia, what the hell are you doing in my pantry?
Technically, it's not your pantry. It's my dad's pantry.
Technically, it is my pantry since I cleaned up this whole damn house while your dad sits on his ass and watch TV.
Okay.
What are you doing in my pantry?
So the school's having a canned food drive.
Canned food drive.
Wait, Ken knows how to drive?
Oh, yeah. He's got a CDL. He drives a big rig right into my ass.
Jesus.
Anyway, the school's having a canned food drive.
Canned food drive.
And I was going to donate all our cans of food to the school.
No, the hell you're not. You're not donating cans to no dirty hand, grubby ass, disgusting brats.
I'm sorry, Joseph.
Listen, if we donate 20 cans of food, I'll get a bunch of toys.
20 cans? That's 20 meals, 20 full ass bellies. No, the hell you're not, Junior. You have toys upstairs. You don't need to donate cans.
But this is a brand new Thomas in the box and a DVD box and a brand new Mr. Whiskers.
Don't give a damn about no damn whiskers. Get out of my damn pantry.
He's clearly never seen the show.
Get out of the pantry, Junior.
Okay.
God.
Oh, man, guys, I really wanted those cans.
Yeah, and I really wanted my boyfriend back.
Wow, Cody, you're so selfish and self-centered. All you do is think about yourself.
Yeah, dude, you're not starving and hungry like me, and Chef Phoebe didn't roast your ass.
All I'm trying to do is donate food for my buddy Joseph.
No, you just want to donate cans because you want, like, 5 toys.
What? No, I would donate that food even if I wasn't getting toys.
Okay, that's a fucking lie because you've never donated anything in your life.
I'm flabbergasted at that sentence, Cody. I've donated so much stuff in my life. I'm donor man. People used to call me that.
Donor man?
Yeah, right, Joseph? People call me that?
Yeah, I heard somebody call him donor man before.
Okay, donor man, what have you donated?
I've given,
Yeah?
I've, What is that? I use public bathrooms.
What? How is that donating?
Well, see, instead of peeing in the toilet, I pee all over the toilet seat, and I give a janitor a job. I'm like Donald Trump. I create jobs.
What? You donate piss to a public toilet?
Yeah, because if I use the toilet normally, he would have nothing to clean. But I purposely piss all over the toilet seat and the ground so he has something to clean up.
Well, that sounds like you're just making a janitor hate his life.
No, he doesn't hate his life. He loves it. He loves cleaning things. That's why he's a janitor.
No, I don't think he's a janitor because he loves cleaning. I think he just wants money.
What? No, he walked in that bathroom. If he sees a clean bathroom, he's like, what's the point of me? He'd get fired if the bathroom wasn't dirty. But I make the bathroom dirty on purpose so he has something to clean up. So I'm donating piss on the ground so he gets paid more.
I don't think he gets excited when he sees a pissy, shitty toilet seat.
He does get excited because he gets paid more.
He doesn't get paid per piss and shit on a toilet seat.
Well, then he needs to discuss his stats with his boss.
His stats? This isn't Madden, Junior. He's just a janitor.
Well, listen, Cody. A janitor likes to clean. That's why he became a janitor. And I donate my piss and shit on the ground so that he can clean it up.
Yeah, on the ground. How fucking generous. I'm sure he loves that.
Oh, he walks in the bathroom. He goes, let's fucking go.
He definitely doesn't say, let's fucking go.
Yes, he does. He says, put me in, coach.
Yeah.
He's trying to clean that shit.
Yeah, he has headphones in and he's like, hell yeah, hype music. He's like, I'm ready to do this.
Hype music? What kind of music do you listen to when you clean a shitty floor in a bathroom?
Eye of the Tiger.
Maybe Kodak Black.
Yeah, or the Rocky song.
Well, guys, we're getting off topic. We just need these cans so I can get Ken back.
Okay, well, I would give you cans, but Chef Pee-Pee won't let me grab the cans. And I wish we could just break into the pantry.
Break in? It doesn't even have a lock on it. It's your pantry. You could just wait for Chef Pee-Pee to fall asleep and then go in and take the cans.
You know Chef Pee-Pee doesn't sleep at night. He stays up watching telenovelas.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I love that. Yeah, they always end in to be continued.
Yeah, so Chef Pee-Pee's watching those shows. He'll see us if we try to go in the pantry.
Yeah, so what do we do?
We could try to distract him right now. And one of us tries to get him out of the kitchen, and then we can grab the cans. I got an idea. Follow me. Okay, guys, here's my plan. I'm going to throw this glass bottle at the ground, and when it shatters, Chef Pee-Pee's going to hear it. He's going to come running. Joseph, I want you to lay in the glass, and when Chef Pee-Pee shows up, he's going to say, what happened? I'm going to say, Joseph got hit in the head with a glass bottle. You have to do CPR. So while Chef Pee-Pee's doing CPR on Joseph, Cody, I need you to go in the pantry and grab all the food.
Okay, but I want Chef Pee-Pee to do CPR on me, so can I lay in the glass, and then Joseph goes and gets the cans?
It doesn't matter who gets the cans. If you want to lay in the glass, you can.
Okay, but also, when he comes up, tell him there was a rattlesnake in the vase when you threw it, and it bit me on the wiener in the asshole, and he's going to need to suck the venom out of there.
Okay.
Yeah, and also tell him that the rattlesnake bit my belly, like a whole bunch of little bites all over my belly, so he's going to have to, like, suck on that all the way down and then suck the venom out of the wiener in the asshole. Tell him that.
Okay, I'll tell him.
Yeah, make sure you tell him. But especially make sure you tell him to suck the venom out of the wiener in the asshole, because, like, tell him that's where most of the bites were, was on the wiener in the asshole, and there was a lot of little bites on the belly, so he mostly just gets it out of the wiener in the asshole.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, make sure you do that, please.
I will tell him that.
Don't forget. If you remember one, I prefer the asshole.
Okay.
Just make sure you at least say the asshole part.
Okay.
Please remember that.
I will remember it.
Okay, please do.
I think I will. Okay, here, I'm about to throw it. Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Julia, what the hell was that about? You know not to throw shit in this house. You could have broke that.
I really should have checked to see where Chef Pee-Pee was before we threw it.
Yeah, you should have. Now he's not going to suck my ass.
What?
Oh, listen, Chef Pee-Pee, I was trying to shatter the bottle. I wanted to make a big mess. I wanted to get in trouble.
No, you're not supposed to break shit in this house. I'm going to tell your dad.
I do think you should go all the way upstairs and tell my dad.
What, you want to ask him?
Yes, I do. I think you should go tell my dad what I was trying to do, and you should go through the whole alphabet, A through Z, each letter, think of a word that how you describe me, like A as asshole, B as a brat.
You know what? That is a good idea, Julia. That is the smartest thing you ever said. You know what? I can be very clever with my words. Braxton!
He's upstairs, Chef Pee-Pee. Not, he's this way.
Up. Braxton!
All right, guys, let's go grab the kids of food.
Okay.
All right, guys, grab as many kids as you can. Hold the bag, Cody.
You know, Junior, I really like that plan, Junior. I really wish that plan would have worked out, Junior. I really especially like the part that you came up with where the snake bit my wiener and my asshole.
Dude, nobody's licking your ass. Shut up.
I didn't say lick. I said suck.
Just keep grabbing cans.
Snake bite, you fucking dumbass.
Keep grabbing cans.
Yeah, I really wish it would have worked, Junior.
Freaking ass boy.
I really wish you would have sucked my wiener and asshole, Junior.
All right. We got the cans, bro.
Guys, run this way with the cans.
Where you think you go with my cans, little bitch?
We're leaving here with these cans.
Oh, no, the hell you not. Not on my dead body.
We're leaving with these cans. We're taking them to the school.
Oh, no, you're going to be a dead man if you leave with my cans.
A snake bit my wiener in asshole. And I need you to suck the venom out.
Cody, stop. No one's doing that.
I'm getting something out of this, goddammit.
Listen, we are going to leave with these cans, and I'm going to get those toys.
No, you're going to be 6 feet under after this. Wait, where did they go?
It was part of my plan. While I was distracting you in your face, they ran out the front door.
Actually, we're right here, Junior. I just had to tie my shoe. Joseph, help me.
You ain't leaving nowhere.
Ow!
All right!
All right, teacher, we bought a bunch of cans.
All right, you want a toy from the toy box?
Yes, we do.
Hold on, let me grab Ken first. What? Teacher, where is that thing you took from me earlier?
Oh, the Barbie doll? Some kid took it after he turned in all these cans of green beans.
What?
Hey, Mr. Barbie doll man. Ready to go in my poop bike?
Jeffy!
Guys, tomorrow is summer vacation!
I know, dude. I can't wait to play video games all summer and go to the beach.
Yeah, it's gonna be so much fun. Best summer ever!
Guys, today's our last day of kindergarten, and we have to pass, because if we fail, we have to do kindergarten again next year. For God's sake, we're 15. This shouldn't be hard.
Cody, we're gonna pass today's test.
Yeah, dude. We got it in the bag.
We failed the coloring exam.
I know, but we're gonna pass today's test. It's not gonna be hard, Cody. Come on, just keep your head in the game. Let's go.
Yeah.
I'm getting a headache! Blue box! Green box!
I pooped in my pants!
All right, class, settle down! Settle down, class! Class, be quiet! I'm trying to get rid of you guys! Be quiet!
Did you hear her say be quiet?
Oh, Principal Steinbeck, you're here!
Yes, I am. I came to check on these imbeciles!
Well, we were just about to start our day.
Shh. Let me talk to them. Hey, you freaks! You booger-picking bastards! You baloney lickers! Today is your last day of kindergarten. For some of you, for the rest of you, you might have to stay in this hellhole with her all summer long for summer school. Oh, no, you get paid $30,000 a year. That's plenty.
Garbage truck drivers make $60,000 per year. You make less than a garbage truck driver.
Shut up, Mikey.
Anyway, today is your final exam. And I'm going to sit my butt right in this chair and watch every single one of you and make sure no one cheats. Because we won't want anyone to just pass these kids so they don't even have to teach summer school, right?
Me? I would never.
Okie dokie. Because, you know, I run a tight ship here. They call me Captain Steinbeck. Arg, where's the booty? I found it.
All right, Miss Fitzpatrick, do your thing, go.
All right, class, everyone try your hardest not to fail.
I failed kindergarten 3 times.
I know, Mikey, but this year's going to be different. You're going to pass this year. All right, class, I'm going to call you up one by one and ask you a question. If you answer that question correctly, you pass.
Wait. One question?
Oh, they're really hard questions. Cody, why don't you come up here first?
Go up there, Cody.
Oh, I better pass this.
You're gonna fail.
Come on, Cody, you got this.
Thanks, Freddy. All right, let's do this thing.
All right, Cody, I'm thinking of a word that starts with the letter F and has a TH in the middle of the word. TH makes the th sound.
I know what TH sounds like, but that word could be anything.
No, Cody, that word can't be anything, because anything starts with the letter A.
Does he not know the difference between an A and an F?
Oh, he does!
No, I do. I just meant it could be a lot of words. How about this? If you get it wrong, you're gonna get an F and fail! Okay, well, it starts with an F, has a TH. Is it father?
Yes, correct! You passed!
What, really? Cool. I guess that was pretty hard. Let me see the card.
Oh, see, I dropped it.
Clumsy ass, I'll get it.
Oh, I think I need a spanking.
Okay. The guy.
All right, Cody, well, you passed. Junior, why don't you come up next?
Woohoo, yeah, I'm done with kindergarten.
Lucky guess. Good job, Cody.
All right, it's my turn.
All right, Junior, your word starts with the letter X.
Is it X-ray?
Correct, you got it right, you passed.
Yay!
No, that was too easy. It's only like one word that starts with an X. I'll choose the card. Oh, this one.
Oh, there's no way he's going to get that word right.
Well, then he fails.
Okay, Junior, well, your word starts with the letter O. O makes the O sound, and your word has 2 O's in it.
Is it boobies?
No, Junior, your word starts with the letter O.
Is it ooh boobies?
No, Junior, O, not ooh, O.
Oh, look at those boobies.
Junior!
I like this kid. But no, you only got one more try, and then you fail.
Okay, Junior, this thing makes a sound.
Is it an owl? No. Owls go hoot, hoot.
No.
Hoot.
No, Junior, no.
He fails.
Wait, no, one more guess, one more try.
Can I see the word? Oh, there's no way he's getting that.
I know. Okay, Junior, try again, and... Oh, it looks like something's on your elbow!
Is the word my elbow?
No! No, Junior! It's oboe! Oboe!
What's an oboe?
It's an instrument!
Oh, he fails. Go to your seat.
Well, I fail kindergarten?
Yeah, you fail kindergarten.
Oh, wow!
Oh, no!
Looks like you're going to be teaching summer school. I want Mikey to go next. And I want this to be his word.
Oh, well, hold on. I think I'm a little thirsty. Do you want some? Oh! Ah, I'm so Rick! Sorry! Oh, no!
You whore! You freaking slut! Oh, you got it all over my elf skin jacket! Frick! Oh, now I gotta go outside and let it dry! Oh, you better not let anybody cheat. Oh, you're gonna lose your freaking job. Frick. Frick! Frickin' frick! Frick, God!
Alright, class, he's gone. I'm not teaching summer school with you ugly bastards. So every single one of you is gonna pass kindergarten. Junior will figure it out later. Mikey, get your ass up here to take your final exam.
I can't believe I failed.
Let me show you how smart I really am, guys.
Alright, Mikey, this word starts with the letter F. It's an animal that lives in the ocean.
Flop.
No, Mikey, no, it's a fish. But actually, when frogs start out as tadpoles, they live in the water, so they're kind of like fish, so correct, you pass!
I didn't say fish, I failed.
I'm sorry, Miss Fitzpatrick, I guess I'll just see you in summer school.
No, Mikey, that's okay, we're just gonna try again. We're gonna do another animal that starts with the letter G, and it lives in Africa.
Oh, gorilla!
No, Mikey, it's a giraffe.
I failed again.
No, it's okay. You know what? We're just gonna try again. We're gonna do another one.
But there's only supposed to be one guy.
It doesn't matter, Mikey. Okay, this animal's really easy because you already guessed it.
A gorilla.
No, Mikey. No. This is the first animal you guessed. It starts with the letter F.
Fish.
Fuck.
No, now I've seen it one. That's a no-no one.
No, you know what, Mikey? You passed.
How?
Because you already guessed frog.
I did guess frog! You might I passed! Yay!
Yes, you did! Okay, Joseph, get up here! We're gonna do your exam!
Too fucking easy, guys!
She gave you like a million chances, Mikey.
Yeah, well, a pass is a pass!
Alright, Joseph, your word starts with the letter P and it's pink?
Oh, easy, penis.
What? No. It's P, it's pink, and you can eat it.
Oh, dub.
No, what? Joseph!
Joseph, it's Cody's mom.
Oh! I'm so stupid. It's pig. You should have said that from the beginning.
Oh, well, I don't know who that is, but yes, your word was pig! Correct! You passed!
Yes!
Okay, let's see who's next. Freddy, why don't you come up here?
All right, Freddy, go up there.
Oh, no, guys, I'm scared!
Oh, great! He's gonna poop his pants again!
Probably!
Don't worry, Freddy. We'll help you out if we can.
Okay.
All right, Freddy, your word starts with a T-R, and it's something you ride on.
A track?
No. Oh, don't get sad. Try again.
A tractor?
No. Don't get sad. Try again. Keep trying.
A trolley?
No, Mikey. It goes choo-choo. What?
It's what my dad and his buddies went on last night.
Shut up, Mikey.
Oh, a train.
Correct. You passed. Well, you're correct about one of those things, but yes, you passed.
Yay.
Taylor, why don't you come up next?
Okay.
All right, Taylor, your word starts with B-R, and it's something you eat.
Broccoli?
No, it's something you can have at brunch.
Breakfast?
No, but you can have it with your breakfast.
Breast milk?
What? No. It's what's toast made out of?
Bread!
Very good! You pass! Ashley, why don't you come up next?
I pass!
My turn!
All right, Ashley, your word starts with F-L and it's something pretty. Floors? Did you just say floors? Yes, floors! It's something you walk on? Oh, no, this is something you smell. Floors? It sounds like you're saying flowers! Then you're correct! You pass! Okay, who's next? Daryl? Oh, Daryl, why don't you come up here? Where's that bear card? Oh, where's that damn bear card? Well, Ball? Maybe we can work with Ball. Daryl? Okay, your word starts with the letter B. It's round. It's something you play with. It's something you bounce at recess. It's blue. Was that Ball? Daryl, did I hear Ball? Everyone, I heard Daryl say Ball. I think he passed. You passed, Daryl. Go, go, go. Everyone, you passed.
I didn't pass. I failed.
try again because the rest of the class passed, but yours must have been a fluke because you didn't. So come back up here and we can try again.
Yeah, okay, I'll try.
All right, Junior, your word starts with S-H and it's a four-letter word.
Shit.
Junior! No, Junior, this is something you wear.
Well, if you shit your pants, you're wearing shit.
Junior, stop saying that word.
It's dry.
Oh, Principal Steinbeck, you're back!
Yes, my suit finally dried. How's the exam going?
Well, everyone passed their final exam!
What? Wait, what? How? It's only been 5 minutes.
Well, everyone in the class is just really, really smart. Right, class? Everyone passed their final exam?
Yeah.
No, no way. These kids are stupid. There's no way they passed that exam. And what is he doing up here?
Oh.
I know he failed.
Well, you see, everyone else in the class passed their final exam, so I thought Junior here deserved another chance.
That's pretty forgiving of you. I guess so, but I get to choose the word.
Oh, wait. But he was so close to guessing this one.
Shoe?
Oh, it was shoe?
No way. That's too easy. And I already said the word, stupid. I'll choose the word. How about this one?
Okay, Junior. Your word starts with the letter E and it has a PH in it.
Guess it!
A PH?
Yeah. It's my mom!
Fat! PH fat! Old fat bitch!
No, Junior, remember it starts with the letter E.
Wait a minute! Cody! Your mom's an elephant! She's a big fat elephant!
Yes, she is! Junior passes!
Rats! How did he get that? I thought he was stupid.
Everyone in the class passed!
Wait, everyone? Even my son Daryl.
Yes, even Daryl.
Let me go and ask him then. Hey, Daryl! What's up, baby boy? You know Daddy loves you, but I need to know the truth. Did everybody really pass their exam? You know, fair and square, no cheating, no helping.
Nah, Daddy, they some cheating motherfuckers.
Wait, Daryl can talk?
You lying, Daddy! You lied to me! Of course he can talk! I planted him in this class to tell me everything. Everyone failed! Summer school for everyone!
Guys, what do you want to do today?
We should build this robotic smart machine. You can build up to 8 different kinds of robots. Like, we could build a bug, or a gorilla, or a dinosaur, or playtime. Playtime's cool, too.
So, Sally, how was school today?
Oh, it was okay. I got a C on my... I got a C on my Spanish test.
Oh, no bien. Really, a C? I can't believe you. How are you going to communicate with your future stepdad? You should probably ask him for help for your homework. He speaks really good Spanish.
¿Necesitas ayuda?
Mom, I have no idea what he's saying.
You know, I think our school should teach our kids English. You know, the language our country speaks. Not that made-up Mexican bullshit.
Damn it, Junior, why are you smoking in the kitchen? You know I have asthma.
Well, why are you bringing Mexicans to the dinner table? You know I have asthma against Mexicans at my dinner table that you're banging.
Well, Dad, smoking is really bad for you.
You know what else is bad for you? Being in a country that you don't have legal papers to be a fucking citizen in.
You know what else is bad for you? Not being able to provide for your damn family because you're a drunk hillbilly.
You know what else is bad for you? Banging a Mexican and bringing him to my dinner table when he's not supposed to be in this country.
Why do you keep on bringing up his damn race?
I'm just bringing up that he's Mexican.
That's his race.
Yeah, Dad, you do say that a lot.
Every time.
Well, I'm just glad that I voted for someone that's going to clean up this country and stop people from banging my wife that are Mexican.
You know what? You need to just worry about getting a damn job.
Well, I'm sitting by the phone waiting for the many job applications that I applied to call me back.
No one's going to call you because you're a freaking drunk racist.
I'm only drunk and racist.
See?
Well, listen. The call, the phone is ringing. I'm going to answer this because it's a job. And everyone shut up. I'm going to get this job.
Yeah, right.
Hello?
Hello, is this Junior?
Oh, my God, it's immigration. Run, run, run. Run!
No, really, Junior?
No, I'm just kidding.
God damn it, Junior. I don't know if he has his papers.
He doesn't. Yeah, this is Junior.
Hello, we are calling in regards to the job application you submitted earlier today. We are wanting to possibly interview you for tonight.
Oh, I could do it tonight.
Perfect. What time are best for you? Maybe right now?
Oh, I can do right now. Anything to get me away from my ugly-ass family.
Perfect.
All right, see you soon.
So who was that? One of your hookers?
I wish, but no. It was actually a job that wants to interview me tonight. And they want my qualifications because it's a very prestigious job and they want my skills.
I didn't know ass wiping was an actual job.
Okay, I'll be back with a high paying job, guys.
Yeah, right.
Hello, thank you for coming to Fresh Mart. How far may I be of help to you today?
My name's Junior. I'm here for a job interview.
Okay, perfect, perfect. For the interview, I do need to ask you some preliminary question, okay?
You need to ask me Illuminati questions.
No, some preliminary question.
Okay.
Like question for the interview, can you answer?
Yes.
Okay, first question. Do you know how far to count money?
Yes, I know how to count money. I used to work in a big corporate job, and we handled millions of dollars, so I know how to do that stuff.
Okay, very good, very good. Next question. Do you have your diver license?
No, I do not have a diver's license, but I don't know why I would need a diver's license to work at a grocery store, unless you have to dive to get the inventory in the back.
No, no. Listen, very good. Listen, your diver license.
Bitch, I heard you the first time. I don't have a diver's license, but why would I need a diver's license to work at a grocery store? Do you have a diver's license?
Yes, I do have diver license, okay?
Oh my god, you go diving all the time? Like, how deep have you been?
No, no, listen, listen. How far you get to this interview today?
I sure as fuck didn't dive to get here. I drove my car.
Okay, do you have license for your car?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you have diver license.
No, do not have a diver's license, but I have a driver's license for my car.
Yes, perfect, perfect, perfect. Now, last question. Do you have any reference for the job?
Oh, I used to work at Papa Murphy's Pizza, so yeah. I mean, we ended that job mutually because I was such a good person at my job that he wanted to see me succeed.
Okay, perfect. Very good, very good. I would give him a call very quick. Stay right here.
Oh, no, no, I wouldn't call Papa Murphy. He got a car accident and died last week and lost his voice.
Hello? Hello? I am Farhood from Fresh Mart. I am calling in regards to an applicant who has used you as a reference on his application.
Okay. Well, who is it?
His name is Junior.
What? Who the fuck, Junior? Oh, that broken nose sucking hair, motherfucker! Is that your man's reference? Oh, hell no! That nigga owe me money! He can't use me as a fucking shit! Until he pay me back, he's gonna run the goddamn boxes every single time he get paid! So you should be putting my damn name on that damn paycheck every single time! Papa Murphy! P-A-P-A Murphy, bitch!
Okay, perfect. We will do that. Thank you so very much. He said that we could hire you, okay?
What? He said that?
Yes.
What? He must have actually gotten a car accident and bumped his head because there's no way in hell. Okay, well, if he said you could hire me, did I get the job?
Yes, of course you have a job.
Well, when can I start?
You can start right now, okay? Come here.
Oh, hell yeah. I got a job. I can start making money, provide for my family, kick the Mexican out of my house.
Hey, man. Just these pastos.
Okay.
You gotta crank it by hand.
Yeah, that's cheap Indian shit. Okay, that'll be $3, I guess.
All I have is 90.
I said it was $3.
I know, but I only have 90.
Well, I see there's 3 10s and 3 20s. You can just give me 1 10.
No, I can't. They're all glued together. See, I had glue in my pocket, and all the bills got glued together.
Well, we can't accept money that's been glued together.
But that's legal tender. You have to take that.
I don't even have 87 ones.
Well, how am I going to get my pastos?
Well, I guess you're not going to get your pastos unless you have a credit card.
Well, I don't have a credit card. I just have glued cash. Wait. Aren't you the garbage man I punched in the face who cried like a little bitch?
Wait, aren't you the guy that's not about to get his can of pastos?
Whatever, man. I don't even need my pastos. Let's take my glued money elsewhere.
Yeah, well, you're not welcome here. Your kind's not welcome here.
Junior, did you just tell a customer his kind are not welcome here?
Yeah, because he walked in here talking about some bullshit, saying Indians are stinky, so I was just defending you.
Oh, thank you so much, then. You know what? You are so for deserving a raise in 3 to 6 months.
Yes, I am deserving of a raise. I'm doing a really good job over here. But I would say the register is low on money. There's only a few ones in there.
Okay, you just need to have more customers for more money in the register, okay?
Wait, that doesn't make any sense because if we don't have any change to give back, then we'll lose a lot of customers.
Yes, but if you have more customers, they give you more money to put in the register, okay? You just need more customers.
Oh, okay.
Okay, good luck.
That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Oh, Corbin, I don't know if I can do this. I don't want to get arrested.
Oh, come on, Sally. It's just an Indian lady that works here. She's not going to ID us. Plus, if she does, I'll just sing.
Oh, you're right. That always works. Excuse me, ma'am. We'd like to buy these beers. Oh, shit, it's my dad.
Sally, you're trying to buy beer and Corbin Blue.
We're 21, 21. We don't have our IDs because they're in the car. Don't ask for them. We park very far. We park very far.
Get out of here, you guys can't buy beer, you're not 21. I know you're not 21. And Sally, if you're gonna steal those beers, put them in my fridge.
This job is so boring. We barely have any customers. Ooh, I didn't know we sold scratch-offs. Might as well do it while I'm on the job. Get me out of this shithole.
Junior, I come in for tell you that I have mailed out your first paycheck, okay? I just want to make sure that I got the name on the check correct, okay?
Okay.
I put P-A Murphy, okay?
Wait, no, that's not my name. That's Papa Murphy. Why would you write the check to Papa Murphy?
Because when I do the call for the reference, he tell me you owe him very much many money, okay?
What, so you don't give him my money? I don't owe that motherfucker money. Wait a minute, what's that? Farhood! I just want $1 million!
Farhood, and did you pay for that?
You take it out of my paycheck! I just want $1 million!
Okay.
Oh, delicioso. Tres leches.
Hey, cerveza. How about that one, Step Pops?
You think we have time for a microwave quickie like hopley, 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 hopley? Simpapilla!
God, you're making my chalupa moist, baby.
Ring, 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 ring. Oh, who's calling? Oh, shit, it's the Monopoly Man. I just passed go, bitch.
Oh, my God, Jay, where did you get all that damn money?
Let's just say Uncle Sam said he picked me to cash his check. Beep.
What? What is that supposed to mean?
I'm just saying I'm glad I live in a country where I can win the lottery, baby.
There's no way in hell you won the lottery, do you? You can't even afford a ticket.
I was at this Indian grocery store, and I said, give me one of them tickets. I'm feeling lucky. I scratched it, and God said, you're my favorite, baby.
Oh, my God. We're rich. We're really, really rich.
We're rich.
Okay, what's with all this we're? No, there is no we. There is no we're. There's only me. I'm rich. I'm the one with the paper. I'm the one with the money. I'm not picking any of you guys to have my money.
Stop being selfish, Junior. We are rich. We are a family. Yes, we won the lottery. You got to spend it with us.
Actually, the only person I have to take care of is Sally, so there's your cut. And, no, I'm not dealing with you. You banged a Mexican in my house.
I only banged that Mexican to motivate you. You actually got a job because I banged that Mexican. If I didn't slide on his penis, you wouldn't actually be working right now. You wouldn't be rich. You should be thanking God that I slid on his penis.
Okay, well, yeah, you know what? You did motivate me. You motivated me to win the lottery and have millions and to leave your fucking ass. Your cheating, stupid fucking ass. I might keep the Mexican to clean my toilets, but no. You know what? You and Frito-Lay are gone.
No. No, you're supposed to be in love with me because I love you forever.
You don't love me forever. You didn't love me when you were sliding on his Taco Bell chalupa.
I did. I was still thinking of you even though I was on top of him.
Oh, yeah. That makes a lot of fucking sense. You're just a fucking slut. You know what? There's going to be a lot of changes around here. A lot of single, hot, sexy women just jumping on me. They'll jump on my chalupa.
No!
Then you know what? I'm going to go outside because I think I rubbed a lamp. And there's a genie outside! Beep!
What?
Okay, genie, I'm ready for my three wishes!
Oh my God, you're so hot.
And rich.
Yeah, I'm definitely the last one. So, this is a four-seater car. So, tell me why there's so many Benjamin Franklins! It's a ton of the balloons!
Sir, are you drinking and driving?
What? No, this car is parked. I am drinking, but me and these girls are about to have a human centipede, and I was going to be in the middle. And the one in the back is not going to be very happy because I don't wipe so well. When you're wiping with hundreds!
Sir, I'm going to need you to get out of the vehicle.
You want to join the centipede?
No, especially after what I just heard.
Oh, no, you don't have to be in the bag. You can be in the front. I mean, well, how do you wipe? Do you use money, too?
No.
Well, you use wet wipes? You use wet wipes, you can be in front of me.
You know what? I'm going to perform a sobriety test. Say your ABCs.
Oh, if you do the human centipede and you're in front of me, you'll feel the ABCs. A, B, C.
Please stop it.
Oh, listen, baby. How much money for you to strip search yourself?
No, you're under arrest.
For what?
For driving drunk.
I was not driving. The car was in park. Ladies, did this car ever move?
No, this car never moved.
Oh, I mean, it's about to move. It's about to go
get
back.
Get out of
forth.
The car. You're getting a DUI.
What? Oh, you want a DEI? Trump banned DEI.
No, a DUI.
Oh, a DUI. You want my D? You want my D? A D for you? For my?
No.
A DUI?
DWI.
DWI. Driving while insanely rich?
Get up against the car. You're under arrest.
Oh, shit. I like where this is going. Turn your body cam on. This is police sexuality, brutality. Baby, yeah, keep going.
Junior, stop it. You're being weird.
No, seriously. For the playtime, you should totally do it. You should go crazy.
No, Junior, we're done. You made it weird. I'm leaving.
I made it weird now. I thought you... Oh, wow, Penelope, way to ruin playtime. Oh, well, you guys are leaving too. Oh, well, you're the one who made it weird. It was not weird until you made it weird. God darn it. Well, come on, Cody. There's no way you think your pigeon driving a peanut's going to beat my dinosaur driving a motorcycle.
No way, Junior. There's no way your dinosaur driving a motorcycle's going to beat my pigeon driving a peanut.
Well, then let's go outside and run it.
Well, come on, Junior. Whip it out if it's so big.
Junior!
Oh, thank God you're here, Penelope. I need you to settle an argument.
Yes, I would totally choose the bear.
There is no bear to choose from, Penelope. There's a dinosaur driving a motorcycle versus a pigeon driving a peanut.
Oh, well, I guess the peanut is a bit more aerodynamic.
Yes, thank you.
You guys just like nuts in your mouth.
Yes, I do.
Junior, I have a surprise for you.
You're going to dye your hair blonde so you're attractive?
What?
Nothing.
Junior, just look away and hold out your hand.
Cody, I think I'm going to feel hoo-hoos for the first time.
Okay, Junior, when she's done, give me your other hand and don't look. I got something for you to squeeze and tug.
All right, Junior, now you can look. What do you think?
What is it?
It's a bracelet with my name on it, so now you can always be thinking about me.
Gay.
Shut up, Cody. And look, I have a bracelet with your name on it, so now we can always be thinking about each other.
Double gay.
Shut up, Cody. Well, Junior, what do you think?
That's cool.
Well, it doesn't seem like you like it, Junior.
Well, I do like it. I just already have these black things on my wrist, and my wrist feels really cluttered.
Well, mine is prettier, Junior, and don't ever take it off. Otherwise, I will break up with you, and I'll move in with my grandparents in Iowa.
Triple gay?
What happened that was triple gay?
Is he wearing it?
Well, she said I can't take it off or she's going to break up with me, Cody.
Okay, fine. If you want everybody thinking your name is Penelope.
What? Oh, okay, why would I wear a bracelet with my own name on it?
Well, you wear a bib with your own name on it. And speaking of which, why do you wear a bib? How old are you?
Well, because I'm a messy eater, Cody, and I don't want to stain my orange shirt. My great-great-grandmother gave me this shirt and she died.
Okay.
Yeah, so just don't look at my wrist.
It's kind of hard not to look at that gay shit.
Just don't look at it. Look, it's behind my head. Just don't look at it.
Okay, fine. Junior, I just heard your front door open and close. Now, I'm assuming that's Joseph and not an intruder. But if it is Joseph, we should ask his opinion about your bracelet. And if it's an intruder, we should scream.
Freeze! This is a robbery! Now empty your pocket!
Yeah, an intruder! We had a 50-50 chance.
I said empty your pocket!
I don't have pockets.
Me neither.
Well, give me that dinosaur and that peanut pigeon over there.
Okay, you can take them. But first, which one do you think would win in a race?
Yeah, I guess I'll find out later. Now, give me! Yeah. Now, I gotta kill both of you so there's no witnesses.
But I'm gay.
Yeah, I can't kill a gay guy. People will think I'm homophobic. Looks like I just gotta kill you. Ah, shit. You're gay too. Look at that bracelet. I can't kill two gay guys. Keep your stuff.
But I'm not gay.
Junior, shut up.
But I'm not gay, Cody.
Yeah, but that bracelet saved your life, and it saved our race animals. Wait, Junior, your front door just opened and closed again. Now, either that's Joseph or a pizza guy, because we did order pizza 30 minutes ago.
Hey there, pizza time. I saw a guy with a gun leaving, so I assumed you wouldn't be answering the door. That'll be $14.99.
Okay, let me get the money. All I have is a 10.
Well, that's not $14.99. I ought to beat your ass. Oh, wait a minute. I don't want a hate crime on my hands. You know, since you're gay and all. Yeah, I saw the bracelet. It has my daughter's name on it. That's weird. So yeah, I'll take the $10. I already feel kind of bad because I ate 3 slices of your pizza. Call me hungry because I'm Howie. Damn it, that's not it. Call me Howard. No, God damn it. I practiced this in the car when I was eating your pizza. I must be Howie because I was hungry. That's why I ate 3 slices of your pizza. So now I'm not hungry. I'm full. I'm full Howie. No longer hungry Howie. I don't know. Just enjoy your fucking pizza.
Ooh, looks like I made it just in time. The pizza's here.
Yeah, Joseph, you missed a weird day. This robber came in and held me and Cody at gunpoint.
What? Nobody got shot?
No, he thought we were gay, so he didn't shoot us. He didn't want to get canceled.
Understandable. You know, with Cody and everything. Wait, what the hell is that, dude?
What?
Dude, that pink bracelet is fruity as hell.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Well, Penelope made me a bracelet because she's my girlfriend.
She's gonna have your ass wearing a bra and high heels next and strutting up and down the highway giving blowies for 25 cents.
Oh, please. Junior, keep wearing that.
No, listen, guys, there's nothing wrong with this bracelet. You guys don't even have girlfriends that would make you a bracelet.
Dude, should I get you a wig and, you know, makeup?
Come on, guys. Just stop making fun of me. I have to wear this. If I take it off, she's gonna break up with me.
Wait. Hold up. My feng shui is all fucked up. Something's wrong. Joseph, switch with me. That's my side of the couch.
No, dude. I'll see your name on the couch.
Joseph, switch with me. I like that side of the couch.
No, I'm not switching with you, dude. Make me.
Josie, please. I've always sat on that side of the couch. That's my side of the couch.
Ugh, fine.
God. Oh, this is much better. This is where I belong. Now, Joseph, who would win in a race? A pigeon and a peanut or a dinosaur and a motorcycle?
I don't know about all that, but I know who would win the gayest person on this planet. Junior with that damn bracelet.
Okay, that's it. I'm taking it off.
Thank you. Finally.
You'll never see me wear that stupid dumb bracelet ever again.
Damn, Junior, I didn't know your balls were so big.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, dude. As long as you don't wear that bracelet, you're straight.
Yeah, I don't need that stupid dumb bracelet.
Junior, I'm back.
Oh, God, can you help me put it back on, please?
Junior, I thought you weren't going to wear it.
If I'm not wearing it, Penelope's going to break up with me. Help me put it back on.
Okay, Gabley.
Hey, Junior.
Oh, hey, Penelope. Look, I'm still wearing the bracelet. I never took it off.
Okay, great. Well, my dad was just here, and he told me he delivered a pizza, so I was hoping to get a slice.
Yeah, get you a slice.
Grab a slice of that pepperoni.
Ew, I don't like pepperoni. I thought it was sausage. Bye, Junior.
What is this pink goo on top of the pizza box?
Yeah, everyone look at the pink goo and not this bracelet.
Junior, I can't believe you were so gay you put the bracelet back on.
Yeah, dude, you were craving penis that bad.
Well, no, God, you know if I take it off, Penelope will break up with me.
Okay, whatever you say. Gay boy.
Okay, that's it. I'm taking it off again. You're never going to see me wear that stupid dumb bracelet never, ever, never again.
I don't believe you, Junior. I think you're going to put it back on as soon as you see Penelope again.
Nope, nope, that's not going to happen, I swear.
Let me break it.
What?
Let me break that bill. You don't need it. Let me break that bill.
The bracelet? You break it?
Yeah, break that bill in half. Stomp on it if I have to.
Let him break it, Junior.
Let him break it.
So you're saying you want to break the bracelet?
Yeah, I want to split that bitch down the middle. Mm-hmm. Stomp on it. Curse on that bill. Let him break that bill.
You're saying you want to break the bracelet?
I want to break that motherfucker. Let him break that bit.
Let him break it, Junior.
Yeah, sure, break it. I don't need it.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Unless you're loyal to the penis.
No, no, I don't like penis. What the hell are you talking about?
If you like penis, I won't break it. All you got to do is tell me, bro.
No, I don't like penis. No, you can break it.
Bro, just be honest with me. Break it or penis. Break it or penis. Break it or penis.
Break it or penis.
Break it or penis. Break it or penis. Break it or penis. Break it or penis. Break it or penis. Break it or penis. Break it or penis.
Break it! Oh, penis! 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 I'm a penis!
Oh, Junior, have some dignity. I mean, good choice, but still.
Dude, it's for the best.
No, Penelope's gonna break up with me when I don't have it on my wrist, and especially because it's in a lot of pieces.
No, she's not, dude, because you're gonna tell her, hey, ho, I'm no pet. You can't tell me what to do.
You're right, Joseph. I'm going to say that to her next time I see her big, dumb, stupid face.
Junior, I'm back!
Oh, no, it's in so many pieces! She's going to break out with me! Give me all the pieces! Give me all the pieces! Clean up the pieces! Tell her I'm in the bathroom!
All right, guys, so I just realized I do like pepperoni. I don't like pepperoncinis.
Those are two completely different fucking things.
And either way, I can always pick off the pepperoni if I don't want them.
But I thought you said you did like pepperoni.
Where's Junior?
Oh, he's in the bathroom.
Being gay?
Oh, he must still be wearing the bracelet I made him.
Unless somebody broke that motherfucker.
What?
You know, broke that bitch in half, split it like the Red Sea.
Huh?
You know, in 2 million, 3 million, 4 million pieces.
What are you saying right now?
Don't listen to him. Junior's still wearing the bracelet.
Oh, good. Well, tell him I stopped by.
Well, don't you want some pizza? What the fuck? And what is this jelly? Does Hungry Howie's even sell jelly?
Okay, okay. Maybe I can put the bracelet back together. But how? Ooh, tape. I need a lot of tape.
Oh, God, this floor is so damn dirty. Oh, I gotta clean it.
Ah, Jeffy, what are you doing?
Hey, watch what you're doing. You're gonna mess up my vacuum.
You vacuumed up my bracelet.
Bracelet? What are you, gay?
What's wrong, Jimmy?
Sure, baby was vacuuming and he vacuumed up the pieces to the bracelet, so now it's gone forever.
Wow, what a hero.
Well, Penelope came looking for you, but then she left again. I think she was just making sure you were still wearing the bracelet.
Guys, what am I going to do when Penelope sees I'm not wearing the bracelet? She's going to leave me.
Well, the good news is you're not gay anymore, although you did just yell penis, penis, penis. But I'm not going to count that because you're not going to put your money where your mouth is.
Pretty sus, though, dude.
Ooh, guys, I got an idea. What if I go buy a bracelet making kit and I make our bracelet look just like the one she made me?
Oh, so gay.
Well, I do have a bracelet making kit.
You do?
Yeah, and I'll let you use it, because us gays gotta stick together.
Okay, okay, I want to wait, no, I'm not gay. I'm not gay. I'm not gay.
Dude, you have to wear a dress, though.
Yeah, Ghibli.
Okay, guys, you know what? I will not make another bracelet. I'm done with the bracelets. I just have to think of another solution of why I'm not wearing the bracelet.
Okay.
I got an idea. What if I tell Penelope that the bracelet was so tight on my wrist that I lost circulation in my hand and I get my hand cut off. She'll think that her bracelet did that, so that's why I'm not wearing it.
You would rather lose your hand than have her break up with you?
Dude, she's not worth a hand. She's a 5, maybe a 5.5 at best. You can find another one of those behind the McDonald's cash register, dude.
Guys, listen. It's a perfect plan because, look, I could call her in here and then right before she gets in here, you cut off my hand, right, and you put it on ice and I tell her, oh, your bracelet did this to me. Don't ever make me a bracelet ever again. And then when she leaves, I get my hand put right back on. They sew it back on at the hospital.
And you're going to do that every time she comes over?
No. I only have to do it once because she's going to think her bracelet did that. And then I get my hand put back on and I say they saved my hand.
Okay.
All right. Penelope, get in here!
Okay, on my way!
All right, Cody, hurry up and cut my hand off.
Well, all I have is this butter knife.
Well, get the cutting!
Okay.
I'll cut harder!
Hey, Junior, you called?
Wait, why are you still in the house?
I couldn't figure out the doorknob.
How old are you, dude?
Shut up, Joseph.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, Junior, what happened to your hand?
That stupid gas fucking bracelet you made was cutting the circulation off my hand. They had to cut it off to save it.
Junior, I'm so sorry. Do you want me to make you one that fits you better?
Oh, yeah, that's the one I fucking want, right? Like, no one told me she could do that. No one told me she might say that.
Well, it was a stupid idea in the first place.
Oh,
Junior, do you want me to make you a new bracelet?
Imagine being gay and missing a hand.
No, I don't want another fucking goddamn bracelet. Why would I want another one? It's gonna make me lose my fucking hand. I don't want to wear it. I didn't want to wear the last one. That's why I cut my hand off, so I didn't have to wear it.
Junior, why didn't you just say something?
I could have said something.
Yeah, that's fine. I wouldn't have made you wear it.
Oh, fuck, Cody, get my hand out of the ice. Get my hand out of the ice, Cody, go! Go, dude, you can call your dad. Call your dad, tell him to come put it back on ice. What do you want to do tonight?
I don't know, dude, I'm bored.
Oh, we haven't played board games in a while. I could go grab a few new ones.
Oh, my God, yeah, go pick some new board games. That'd be so fun.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay, guys, our first game is Fainting Goats.
Why is this game called Fainting Goats?
Well, apparently you yell moo at the goats to make them faint.
You yell moo at a goat?
That's what the kid in the picture's doing.
Dude, goats don't moo, they go baa.
Yeah, you're right, but apparently whoever made this game thinks they say moo.
Well, even that goat has cow spots.
Yeah, you're right. I think they kind of wanted to make a game about cows.
Then why didn't they call it Fainting Cows and use cows?
I don't know. It's not like the animal matters.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they couldn't get the rights to use a cow.
They couldn't get the rights to cows? You don't have to get the rights to cows.
Well, maybe your mom didn't answer the phone.
Can we just focus on the game, please?
Okay, Cody, how do you play the game?
Okay, so first you have to draw a card, and that tells you what noise you gotta make. So I have to say blub blub to make the goats faint. What the fuck are we even doing here?
Come on, Cody, show us how to play.
Okay, so you press this button. Well, okay, first you have to turn it on.
You didn't turn it on!
It is on, I guess it just, whatever, okay? So you press this button, okay? And then this tells you how loud you have to say blub blub. So I have to say blub blub really fucking loud to make these goats faint.
Okay, do it.
We'll get to it. Blub blub!
See, I did it.
Whoa!
Dude.
Oh my God, you're really good at saying blah blah.
Hell yeah,
okay, I'm gonna draw the next card. It's my turn. Okay, my sound is choo choo like a train. Oh, like Thomas, I'm so gonna do this.
Oh yeah, this is perfect for you, dude.
All right, Cody, how loud do I have to say choo choo?
Let's see.
Hopefully really loud. I can scream that shit.
That's pretty quiet, Junior.
What, trains aren't quiet?
Well, that's what you gotta do.
Okay, fine, I'll try.
Okay, you ready?
Choo choo.
What the hell was that? Dude, quiet, you dumbass!
There's no such thing as a quiet train, Joseph!
Well, it said quiet! That's the game, idiot!
That was the quietest train I think I could ever have done!
What?!
No, you gotta do it way quieter than that,
Joseph. Alright, Joseph, you fucking try everything you
can do. Watch this, idiot!
No.
Come on!
Yeah, yeah, because there's no such thing as a quiet train as a trick car.
But it was quieter than yours!
Okay, your turn, Jeffy. Nope.
Yeah, see, there's no such thing as a quiet train, guys. I'm telling you.
Guys, watch. I can do this.
Choo-choo. Yeah. No way.
Oh, bullshit.
Fuck
this game.
That
game is bullshit. There's no such thing as a quiet train, and there's just no way.
I definitely won the first time. I don't care.
Yeah, there's just
no... I won.
No, you don't even know anything about trains, Cody. Okay, if you know everything about trains, then what year was Thomas Hankin invented?
1936.
Nope.
Wait, you know?
No, I don't either, but I just know that's not it.
Okay, fuck off! Okay, guys, so this next game is Moo Moo Achoo, an actual cow-based game.
Wait, why is this not called Moo Moo Go-Choo?
I don't
know. Because now it's a cow game, so it should be good. It's actually, hold on to my joke, it's not funny, let me start.
Okay.
It should be called Ba-Ba-Achoo. Because the last one was fainting goats, and it said moo, so this should make goat sounds, and then not moo.
You're right, it should. That, yeah. I'm gonna read the instructions now. So what you want to do is draw a card, and if you want to get as many clovers as possible, but when you get a dandelion, you have to press the button on top of her head, and if she sighs, you get to keep the card, and if she does a little sneeze, you have to get rid of the card, and if she farts, uh-oh, Moo-Moo sneezed so hard she tooted. So then you get to take the poop token, I'm assuming this is the poop token, and then if you end the game with the poop token, you lose 2 clover points. And the game is over when she does a big sneeze.
Moo-Moo got a big-ass nose.
Yeah.
I mean, is this sculpted off your mom, Cody?
No, okay. Let's just start. Okay.
Yeah. All right, so let's how do we play?
I gotta turn on Moo Moo. Hold on.
You know how to turn on your mom? You finger her butt.
God Whoa. Damn it, Junior.
Freak out, Mom.
Play with her udders.
Okay.
Her big, long nipples.
The instructions say whoever saw a cow most recently starts first.
Well,
yeah, you just got back from your house!
Okay, well, I guess I'll go first then. Fuck you guys.
She was at the okay.
I got 2 clover points, but I gotta press the button. Okay.
When's she gonna shit her pants?
not yet. Okay, but I get to keep this card though, so somebody else go.
Okay, so now what?
I'm gonna go.
What do you got?
I got a clover and a thing.
You gotta press it. Hold on, I got it. You get to keep it.
Darn, I wonder shit.
What did that happen?
She was threatening to sneeze, but she didn't.
Okay.
Okay, so.
All right, Joseph, you draw.
I got you.
Okay.
Just
what
is
it saying?
Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
All right, she's just singing it. Yeah.
Tell your mom to hush, Cody. We're in the middle of the game.
All right, press the button.
Press the button. No sneeze.
Oh, she's shit! She fucking shit! Oh, I think she's shit!
She needs some Moo-Moo Metamucil.
Joseph, you get shit card.
Yeah, nah, that's some bullshit.
Cody's mom's showing your face.
She dookied.
Freaky mom.
Okay,
your turn, Junior.
Can you someone draw the card for me? Okay. Why did she do that?
Oh. She said, ew.
You don't have to press the button.
Why?
Because you didn't get one of those.
You didn't get a dandelion.
Alright, well, that's fucking gay.
Well, that's what? The rule, I'm sorry.
Alright, well, let me see if I get to press the button.
It's my turn.
Yes!
I kind of knew she was going to sneeze because the song started.
Yeah, but nothing came out. But
yeah, it's, I think you have...
She's congested.
All right, Joseph, your turn. Your turn, Joseph.
All right.
I want her to diarrhea.
You don't have to press it either.
Well, what is this game?
I'm sorry, this is how it works.
All right, my turn.
Okay, I feel like I should have gotten a turn by now, but...
Oh, press the button, press the button, press the button.
Got it. No.
What? Just a little bit of snot came out.
I guess that was a sneeze.
Okay.
All right. Whose turn is it?
Well, mine. Okay.
Wait, you get to press it 3 times.
No, I only have to press it once because I got 1 dandelion.
Oh. Okay, press it.
Oh, she's shit! You made her shit! You made your mom shit!
I didn't make it. It's not my mom!
Yes, she is.
Get the poop. I need the poop card.
Oh, there you go. She's a good boy.
When did it spit out bubbles?
I'm gonna go again.
Okay. Nope, nothing.
She sighed.
Yeah.
Does she ever?
Maybe she's all out of shit.
Does she ever blow bubbles? She shit more than bubbles came out.
That's somebody's card. I'll press it again. I saw 1 bubble.
I don't know if the game's over or not.
I feel like I saw 1 bubble. I think it's over.
Did you set the game up right, Cody?
I think I did. I poured the Moo Moo juice into her butt.
What?
Fuck yeah.
The Moo Moo juice.
Your mom is going wild.
Okay, I'm done playing this. It's not my mom, okay? What, it's not my fucking mom. I don't want to play anymore if you guys are going to say it's my mom.
You brought her here.
Okay, who's picking out these lame-ass games?
I just go and I go to the store and I find...
Guys, I could make a better game than these board games we play.
No way you can.
No, these fucking companies can't tell there's a cow and a goat, and then whenever they do make a cow, they make it shit, and there's no bubbles. I've not seen a single bubble come out of her nose.
I think I saw 1.
She's congested.
You know, I need some Moo Moo juice so I can stick it in her pooper.
You know what, guys? I'm gonna go make my. You know what? I'm gonna write a letter. Shut the. Keep telling her to shut up.
I'll turn her off. Okay, what were you saying?
Okay. I'm gonna go write a letter to the board game company.
Okay.
Actually, no, you know what? Fuck that. I think we all should make our own board games, and whoever makes the best board game, we can send it in, and if they accept our ideas, then we make better board games than they do.
Oh, yeah, I can make the best board game.
Okay, let's do that.
Watch this.
Guys, get in here! Come see the board game I invented!
Junior, this is Connect 4.
Yeah, we played this game before, dude.
No, this is better than Connect 4. This is Connect 2.
What?
That's a short-ass game, dude.
No, no, guys, it's better because Connect 4 takes a long time, but Connect 2 is for people who don't have a lot of time. Look, 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 I'll show you. All right, Cody, you go.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you are so screwed. I win.
But Junior, this is stupid.
Wait, why?
Well, because whoever goes first always wins.
Yeah, it's unblockable, dude. You can't beat that.
Oh, you guys are just sore losers because I'm good at the game. I'm the best guy at Connect 2.
You can't be the best because you're always going to win if you go first.
Oh, listen, the people who buy the game won't know that if they go first, they win.
And then when they find out, they're going to stop playing because they don't want to lose.
Not the person who goes first. He's always going to want to play.
Yeah, and then no one's going to want to play with him.
Okay, what if they flip a coin to see who gets to go first?
Well, then you might as well stop with the coin toss because whoever wins that wins the whole game.
Okay, well, how about this? We'll use this number cube instead of a coin.
It's not a number cube, it's dice.
Well, listen, if I roll 1 through 3, I go first. If you roll 4 through 6, you go first.
That's the same as flipping a coin.
It's not the same as flipping a coin. A coin has 2 sides, a cube has 6 sides.
But if you divide the numbers in half, it's the same as a coin.
There's no half of 6.
3 is half of 6.
Okay, if you have a sandwich, you cut the sandwich in half. That's like a coin, right? Because it's 2 sides, there's 2 pieces of sandwich, right? Okay. So you get a piece, I get a piece. But if we cut a sandwich into 6 pieces, 6 people get a sandwich.
And if we both have 3, then we're both having half.
Well, I won't need 3 pieces of a sandwich because I'm not that hungry.
Junior, your game is stupid.
Okay, listen. Okay, you know what? Let's roll 2 dice, right? Okay, if I roll the 2 dice and I get 1 through 6, I go first. If you roll the 2 dice and you get 6 through 12, you go first.
Junior, it's still half.
Okay, how the fuck is it? That's 12 sides.
But Junior, it doesn't matter.
Okay, how about this? You grab a cube, all for yourself, right? And
dice,
I grab one.
I said it's dice.
Okay, and I'll, whoever rolls the highest number gets to go first.
Okay, fine.
Oh.
I go first.
Ooh,
oh,
you got your ass on that one.
Yeah, okay.
Best 2 out of 3. How about, no, new rule. Best 2 out of 3 on the dice roll.
Okay.
Ooh, it's a tie. Okay. That means it's jiggle weather.
What the fuck does that mean? What? Is that a term you made up for your game?
It's jiggle weather. That means...
What's that have to do with the game? I'm lost.
Please explain what the fuck jiggle weather is.
And where do we use this in this game?
Okay, so jiggle weather is... You mix all the pieces together, and then I go first.
Okay, well, fuck you.
Yeah, this is rigged.
Your game sucks.
I mean, did you make a better game, Cody?
I actually did, yes. Okay, guys, my game is called Twist'em.
Like the game Twister?
What's that?
The game where you spin and you put your hand on green.
Oh, I mean, that's kind of what you do, but I don't know what you're talking about. You spin this little spinner right here, and then whatever body part it lands on, that's the color you put it on. So let's see. So now, I gotta put my wiener on blue. There you go. Go ahead and spin, Junior.
Okay.
Now you gotta put your face on blue.
Whoa.
I have a preference of which one you pick.
Okay, I'm not playing this game, Cody.
Oh, come on, Joseph, come on, your turn.
No, I'm not playing this gay-ass game, dude, okay. I'll pass.
Okay, fine, I'll spin for Ken. Let's see, oh, you gotta put your abs on green, Ken. There you go.
Okay.
You sure you guys don't want to play?
It's clinking, dude.
Okay, I'm gonna re-spin.
Oh, you gotta put your wiener on blue. We could touch tips.
Jesus.
I'm not doing this. This game, I'm spinning one more time.
Oh, gotta put your face on yellow. Go for it, Junior.
Pretty close to his
put your face
dude.
On yellow.
Okay, no, I'm spinning one last time, because I don't want any of these.
Okay, put your ass on green.
Okay, I can do that one.
Joseph?
No.
Okay, Ken's turn. Oh, you gotta put his wiener on yellow. Scoot that wiener right over.
All right, Cody, you do.
Okay. See, I gotta put my wiener on red.
Y'all are just wiener hopping, dude.
Oh, yeah, that's what the game's all about.
Okay, well, I don't think this game is good. I think this game is bad. We're not sending this into a game company because they're not gonna pick it.
Well, it's not like you guys have better games.
They're gonna pick Connect 2 over this.
No, they're not.
I have a pretty good game myself. Watch this.
All right, y'all ready to play some Sploot?
Sploot?
Yeah, I play this game all the time. It's very simple. All you need is some popsicle sticks, string, a cup full of ping pong balls, and let me use your dice. So you roll the dice. And whatever it lands on, that's how many popsicle sticks you pick up. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Green equals 1, blue equals 2, yellow equals 3, red equals 4, I think, orange equals 5, and I think that's all the colors.
So if you roll a 6, what happened?
Oh, you lose automatically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what's the numbers mean?
Oh, that's how many balls you have to pick up in the cup. You can't let the balls fall, or you gotta tie your hands up and go in the corner like a bad boy.
Okay.
This sounds really hard.
Oh, it's not that hard. Watch this.
Lucky dice.
Oh, three! Okay! Got a blue one! Damn. Oh, I gotta tie my hands up. I'm such a bad guy.
I don't want to play this.
You don't like my game?
It seems really difficult.
It's not that difficult. I just don't want to put my ass on your Twister board. That was a loser game.
Oh, come on. That was great.
Hold on, guys. Jeffy's calling for us. Let's go downstairs and see if he created a game.
So Jeffy, what's the game made?
Whoa!
My game is Jeffy Opoly.
Whoa, you made this yourself?
Yep, I drew the pictures all by myself.
I find that very hard to believe. I think a factory in China may have been involved.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Okay, so like, is this based off the game that McDonald's used to have on their cups?
What?
Is this the game that McDonald's used to like have on their cups?
You mean Monopoly?
Yeah.
But, I mean, McDonald's didn't invent Monopoly.
Yes, they did.
No, they didn't.
They invented cheeseburgers.
They didn't invent cheeseburgers.
Oh, okay. You don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Oh, so how do you play this game? It's like just like regular McDonald's Monopoly?
Well, it's like regular Monopoly, and I even got you guys' pieces too. So right there is Cody's glasses, there's my helmet, Junior, there's your bib, and then Joseph, there's your basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we have our own pieces? That's so cool.
Yep, and since it's my game, I automatically get to start with five properties. Read it and queef. I have the classroom, I have my bicycle, I have the SML store, I have Goodman's Bank, and then I have my skateboard, because you can't keep me off that bitch.
Oh, yeah, you're always riding that thing.
You're always riding a skateboard.
Yep, so since it's also my game, I get to go first, too. So, let's see. All right, I got 11. I'll move my piece. 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Summer school. I want to buy it.
Okay, here's your summer school property. That's way more than what it was.
I got like that, bitch.
Okay, well, it is your game.
All right, my turn. I'm going to roll. Ooh, I got a 6. Okay.
You're not counting.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I got it.
That is Jeffy's pool.
Nope.
I want to buy it.
Do you want piss in it or not?
All right, I just bought Jeffy's pool.
Oh, watch this turn, dude. Oh, 4? That's pussy. 1, 2, 3, 4. What is that? School supplies? I don't care about school, dude.
You have to pay $200.
Oh, bro, it's a conspiracy.
All right, Cody, your turn.
Okay. That's, yeah, that's 4, 5, 6, 7. That's 7. So could you move me 7, please? I can't reach it.
No. If I have to touch your piece and you lose your turn, it's automatically my turn again.
Okay. Damn. Well, that's your game.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't want to touch your piece, then...
It's way over there.
All right, 10.
That's doubles when you go to jail.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Red couch, I want it.
Here's your red couch.
Bread factory, bitch.
I think I'm winning.
So is it my turn again?
Yes.
Where is the dice? Okay.
That was not a good roll.
I got a 7.
Yeah,
shouldn't count as a roll.
And you move Cody's glasses.
What?
Are you going to jail, buddy?
Just pick it up.
I land on clown school. I want to buy it.
Here you go.
All right, Cody, can you grab the money from me?
It's way over there again. I can't reach it.
Then I'll just pay later. Oh, okay. Like a credit card.
My roll. Ooh, what's that? 8? Okay, that's way better than 4.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Foot long bangers. Sign me up, please.
Okay, let me find that.
Yeah, find it, Cody.
That's, hold on. Yeah, the properties are not very, organized. Oh, there it is.
Bangers.
Yeah, pay for it, dude.
Oh, I gotta pay for real?
Yeah, it's kind of how the game works. A lot of money involved.
A big time, man. 500.
Okay, that's again not what it costs. I think I am winning. I don't know why everybody's paying me.
You should give him change.
Yeah, asshole.
Yeah.
Look at all the money you have, banker.
There's so much. I don't.
Cody, do your